Hello and welcome to the Southern Cross Stadium for the final home game of the WNBL season for 2005-06. Well, I say the final home game for the Canberra Transact Capitals, and it is a very important one. They're up against the league leaders, the Dandenong Rangers, and it is do or die for the Capitals tonight. Craig Revell calling the action with you, Michelle Hocking, and Michelle, it is going to be a big game tonight. Dandenong on a four-game losing streak, wanting to find some form before the finals. The Caps want to secure a berth in the finals playoff. And it is going to be a big ask tonight for both teams to really put on what should be a great display of basketball.
It's going to be huge. I mean, for the Capitals, you're right, do or die. They don't win this, they've got no chance of staying in the four. For Dandenong, they've lost, as you said, four of their last five. They want to go into the finals. They're with some form, so we've got teams coming up behind them in Adelaide and Bulleen who are showing good form at the right end of the season. So, you know, for both these teams, do or die, really. They need to step up. And as we know, traditionally, Dandenong, Canberra Capitals, what a matchup every time they've been on the floor. It's a great game. So, it's a big one.
It is. And, you've got some computations there, because if a few things fall into place, we've got quite a statistician's dream going into this final leg of the Price Attack 2005-06 season. And the playoff spots are so evenly contested. It's exactly what Basketball Australia wanted heading into a Commonwealth Games year.
Absolutely. Competition's been tough all year. I mean, potentially if the Capitals win tonight and the Bulleen Boomers, who are playing Townsville in Townsville, knock them off as well, which you would expect, then we go to a four-way split for the top four. And what would happen out of that is that Bulleen would have the least wins out of those four teams in the final spot. So they would sit in fourth. The other three teams would be split and with five wins each, and they would go into a percentage situation to work out who comes out on top. I don't know who that would be in the end, and that would depend, of course, on the results, the differences in the point scores tonight and that sort of thing.
Dandenong seem to have the top spot locked up now from, well, almost round six on the Price Attack WNBL season. But it has come down now that if the Caps win by 29 points tonight, they can take top spot.
That's exactly right. Who would have thought that 6 weeks ago? No one would have thought that. So it's great for the sport. It's great for basketball to have, you know, the last games and rounds to teams are sitting. Sydney's sitting up there tonight, hanging on the result out of this game. If the Caps lose, then it's the only way that Sydney can get into the top four. So, you know, it's exciting for women's basketball.
Sydney, a nine-game streak into the end of the season. They took all year to finally find their feet. And, it was an exciting run for Sydney in the end. But speaking to people who were at the game last night, they did say that Sydney and Bulleen both looked out of sorts. So Bulleen going up north tonight is no sure thing, even though their respective positions on the ladder would indicate that Bulleen should be a strong favourite.
And you know, going to Townsville to play Townsville, that it's a tough roadie, regardless of who's got the form and who hasn't. It's their home crowd. They've got, you know, 4,000 people sitting in that stadium, so you're playing against the team and the crowd as well. So, yeah, it's not a sure thing for Bulleen at all.
Well, a few awards to be presented tonight. We'll talk about them later, but first we'll hear from the coaches. Well, Gary Fox, you're looking for some form going into the finals. The slump you thought you might have had at the beginning of the year is definitely coming at the wrong time.
Yeah, probably. We didn't come back after the Christmas break real well, and we're limping home a little bit, but, you know, form's fleeting. Hopefully it'll come back real quick.
Tough ground tonight to come into with the Southern Cross Stadium. You have had many games here over the last year. Last time you played the Caps, it was over at the arena, and they're hoping that this home ground will serve them well.
Yeah, I mean, they're very familiar with it. They're a quality opponent. They're well coached. They've got a heck of a lot of talent. It'll be a great game. I mean, you know, every team we've played over the last 2 weeks has been desperate. And so that's just made it like a finals atmosphere for every game.
With your team, no injuries are coming in?
We got a few. Right? That's been one of our problems, too. We've had broken fingers and bruised backs and bruised knees and you name it. We've had a few after the break.
Jess Bibby, though, warming up tonight, and she's been a welcome inclusion into your roster.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's great to have her back. Just her enthusiasm is wonderful. The biggest problem for Jess is she's been out for 10 months, and she's just coming back from a back operation. Therefore, her legs aren't quite, game fit yet left, but it's just great to have her around.
Looks like from the warm-up anyway, Kathleen McLeod is really set to pounce tonight.
Well, I hope so. I hope all 10 of them are. That'd be a wonderful thing. Cat's coming along. She's really made some big adjustments. She's going to be a great player.
Well, all the best for tonight. It is not a do-or-die game for yourselves as much as for the Capitals, but certainly you want to start the finals with a win.
Yeah, it'd be much nicer to come out with a win than a loss, so that's for sure. Great. Thanks very much, huh?
Well, Graffy, do or die game tonight. You can take top spot or you can be bumped out of the finals race.
Look, I mean, for us, the playoffs come early. They've come a week early. We just got to, say that it's a one-game playoff and we just got to come out when we're at home. We've probably, like Danny, I've struggled for a bit of form, but I think, we're back at home. We've worked a lot on our big theme traps. I think Lauren will, be better for us than she was last week, and she was pretty damn good. So we're excited about, it'd be nice if we're already in the playoffs, but hey, what better practice for the playoffs than to play one early?
How is the team fitness-wise?
Yeah, look, everyone's fit. We've had three good sessions this week. No major injuries other than clearly, obviously, Loz's limited minutes again, but other than that, everyone's pretty good.
All the best.
Thank you.
Well, that's what the coaches were thinking ahead of tonight's game as we look at what should be two evenly matched teams, although Canberra has that huge height advantage with the triple towers.
They sure do, and that's going to be very difficult for Dandenong to counteract. Even with Loza still coming back playing limited minutes, you put the put her on the floor and she effectively will take all Sino's attention away, which leaves either whether it's Whittle or whether it's Braithwaite that's out there on the floor with her as a big matchup for a Carly Wilson or a Emma Randall, whoever it is that they might try and throw against them.
The Dandenong all year have been able to do a big change-up job with their guards. That they've got a wealth of riches, if this was America or if this was any other league where there was real money being paid to these girls, you would be asking salary cap questions. But this league, well, the player payments aren't so bad. You can have a team 10, 12 deep of Australian representative quality players.
Absolutely, that's right. And you look at the guard lineup, you've got Caitlin Ryan, who has just been fantastic for the last couple of seasons, really dominant. You've got Kathleen McLeod. She's still developing, but she's strong and she's reliable. Then Jess Bibby coming back out of injury. She's been back for the last 5 weeks, I think. They've lost four of those games, so whether that's been a bit of a disruption to them or not, who knows, but you'd have her in your group. You wouldn't pass her up for anything.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is the same sort of interruption as really having Loz come back into the side, and Lauren Jackson starting tonight, we've just seen. So for only the second time this season, she started the first game way back in, October? It seems like a long time ago, but Jackson starting tonight on the sheet. But Sam Richards, well, they're going with the big guns early. Wilson, Richards, McInerney, Randall and Hamilton. Now, Randall, what a story she's had this year. Coming back to Melbourne, she came out of the AIS program and surprisingly went to Sydney Uni. And, obviously Karen Dalton saw some things in her that perhaps some other people didn't see at the time. Got her away from Melbourne for those couple of seasons, but now back down at home in Melbourne and has found a spot in the two-time championship side, the Dandenong Rangers, and it's a big part of their success with her height and starting to get the cunningness that comes with experience. She is becoming a big part of this Rangers side.
She is. She's certainly developed a lot. She's pretty game savvy now. She's much smarter than she was as a player, and she's a good size, a good height, good strong player. So she'll obviously have the matchup. I'm thinking she'll probably go on to Whittle and they'll probably start with Sino on Jackson, but
Of course, we need to say, when you're saying Sino, you're talking about Jacinta Hamilton.
Sorry.
we just clear that up. Sino is Jacinta Hamilton, former Capital.
That's
and,
right.
Well, you have to start to ask the question, is Sino the MVP of the last 4 years in the league? She was winning championships with the Capitals. She left the Caps and went overseas for a year, came back to Melbourne, where the family is from, and has won another two championships with the Dandenong Rangers. Is she the X Factor in the Price Attack WNBL?
Well, she may well be, Craig. Well, she's certainly an integral part of the Dandenong Rangers lineup. When she's playing her game, And on the ball, she is, you know, standing on Rangers to click into place. And she knows one of the advantages she has is that having played with the Capitals, she knows. She's matched up against Lauren week in, week out at training, so she knows her game pretty well. So it's going to be a tough night out there. And
who doesn't know in basketball just a quick kick to the shins on Loz to just close it out slowly?
Yes, that's right. You've been talking tactics with some of the coaches, I hope, Craig.
The Capitals, Eleanor Sharp retiring to, well, announcing her retirement, and this is her last home and away game for the Capitals. Of course, everyone's hoping there will be finals in the mix for Elle, but, well, an interesting announcement. I'd spoken to her on and off through the season, and we had talked about it, but it was something that, you know, we were saying jokingly, but not talking about her retirement, and finally the decision got made, and, well, it's going to be this year, which is an interesting choice, to say the least.
Yeah, and I think that it'd be fair to say Eleanor struggled the last couple of years. She's come back from a chronic fatigue illness and has been back on the floor, but has never got back to her full strength, I would say. And I think she finds it really, really difficult to endure the rigours of a National Women's Basketball League season physically and, you know, mentally that takes its toll as well.
Well, she will be leading the Canberra Transat Capitals. With her, it is Jenny Whittle, Kelly Abrams, who celebrated her 1,000th point. It seemed like a while ago now, but congratulations to Kel. Lauren Jackson, as we mentioned, and Tally Bevilacqua. It is such a strong starting lineup. Both these teams are presenting. It is amazing to see the quality and depth, and as I mentioned before, we're going into a Commonwealth Games year where it is going to be a great news for Australian women's basketball fans, because just here you've got an Australian team just out of the rejects that don't get picked for the Opal. You have got a fantastic national team.
Absolutely, the Australia B of women's basketball, so to speak. So, you know, and these players out here are definitely, you know, trying to either find their form going into the Commonwealth Games or make a statement to the Opals coach that, hey, I should have been in that group. So, you know, they're all out there to show their wares.
Yes, as the teams are being introduced to us now, we'll have, in a moment, the national anthems and then, of course, the start to what is going to be a do-or-die game for the Canberra Transat Capitals. It's a important one in so many respects, because basketball programs, particularly in this country, hinge on finals games. The finals games could be make or break your season for you.
Absolutely. It's, particularly, I mean, Canberra this season would be hoping that they do make the finals and get some crowds out the AIS Arena. They made the move this year out to the AIS Arena with their round game, and probably hasn't been as successful as they would have hoped. They haven't had the crowds they would have liked. Part of that factor is Lauren Jackson not being there, so they would like, I guess, to make the finals and be able to bring in big crowds.
Sharpie now receiving some flowers from Mark Cartwright and celebrating her final home and away game for the Capitals. Also, there will be two presentations. One to Natalie Hurst, celebrating her or recognising her 100th game back last week on the 14th of July, and 150 games for Lauren Jackson. We were just tossing it up in our head. That would be mixed between AIS and the Capitals.
That's right. And for Natalie Hurst last week went out and had her career high score. She top scored for the Capitals against Perth in Perth last Friday.
And Kelly Abrams also getting a recognition. Can't remember if it's 100 games for Kelly Abrams or if it was 1,000 points. But we do need to take a moment as we pause for the Australian National Anthem. So with the National Anthems out the way, I look over the crowd here at the Southern Cross Stadium, and it is filling up to the rafters. And after, well, probably the same number of people, but being spread over a 4,000 to 5,000 crowd arena, it is certainly more atmosphere, Michelle.
Absolutely. You just had to listen to the crowd during the introductions, and you could actually feel a bit of atmosphere in the stadium, so it's nice to see. And the Capitals need it tonight. If they're, you know, Sandy Nong's a tough outfit, and they've Cats have got to get a win, so any crowd advantage that they can get, they'll take it.
Yes, and well, as you heard from Gary Fox, he realises that this team knows these rings as well as anyone, and well, they're not going to be worried about having a cauldron-type atmosphere around them. They are safe in the finals. All they're looking for now is form. So a much different focus, but it is certainly when you've looked at 1 and 2 all season, playing in the last round of the season, you couldn't tell the Price Attack WNBL Rachel and Lorraine. They were cooking. So a Jeff Tripp, of course. We're all cooking something up here. That's in this right. last round, weren't they? With Dandenong versus Canberra, 1.5 minutes away from the start. As we mentioned, the starting lineups will be Sharp, Whittle, Abrams, Jackson and Bevilacqua. The bench, Marino, Hurst, Sinclair. Now, I missed that last set of double headers. I don't know if Peter Sinclair got much more time, but a well-credentialed player that has been waiting in the wings all season, really. And Coop, of course, will be out there with, of course, the third of the tall towers, Tracy Beattie, and Kylie Gwyfer, who, when she's had chances this year, has proved herself.
Certainly have. I mean, the Capitals have a very strong bench, and any of those players, you could really say, would probably get a game with any other club in the league, and some of them would probably almost be pushing for starting spots in some of the other teams. So, and Pete Sinclair, it's been a tough season for her. She actually didn't go on the road last weekend and play, so, you know, and she's a quality player. She's the sort of player you can put out there and get some good minutes out of. So she's probably struggled a little bit this season.
Sinclair has got a championship to her name as well, hasn't she? I think picked up one in Sydney.
In Sydney. She would have with the Sydney Flames. Yes, that's right.
All right. The rest of the bench for the Dandenong Rangers with Wilson, Richards, McInerney, Randall and Hamilton starting. No surprise that they've gone tall, but they have the best defender in the league in McInerney and also Alison Downey, who can cut you apart when she's going forward. You have Caitlin Ryan, a fantastic guard. You have to watch her on the perimeter. Kathleen McLeod, the little general, she can go from the perimeter as well, but her skill is foot speed. And then you go down to Jenna O'Hay, another tall that's really cutting her teeth as first year out of the Institute program and you know, developing well. Jessica Bibby, well, an all-star.
Absolutely all-star.
Absolute all-star. And, of course, I mentioned Alison Downey. So it is a fantastic Dandenong Rangers. Coach Gary Fox has to be credited with some fantastic mentoring of this Dandenong program since taking it over, I think, 4 years ago now.
Right, yes. Gary's an experienced coach. He's played at the highest level. He's been a referees commissioner at the highest level. And he just knows the game so well and understands the players' mentalities and can get in and really, you know, just puts a great group together. And they've lost some form over the last couple of weeks, but when it comes to the crunch, I'm sure he's got a few aces up his sleeve still.
The one thing I haven't prepared myself for coming back to the Southern Cross Stadium is I need to do the stats. The stats all being done for you at the AIS training hall, you just get a bit lazy. But, well, we'll see how it goes. Cats are in the Transact Centre Circle. Dandenong are making their way out there now, and this is going to be an exciting game for sure. The crowd's still rolling in past the Capitals home bench hoop, or I guess the hoop they're defending at least. As the 2:15 step into the circle, Jackson versus Hamilton, teammates 4 years ago now, opponents. And the tip goes to Jackson, back to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua kicks it left side to Abrams, pulls up on the perimeter left side, goes back to Bevilacqua now, working left, has to look for Abrams, who's cut to the right side, 45-degree angle, puts the ball on the floor, then holds up, gets it inside to Whittle, tapped away. I think Wilson got a hand on that, and over the sideline. A hectic start. Cats with 9 seconds left on the shot clock as Bevilacqua looks to bring it in. Richard stands off her, goes into Sharp now. McInerney watching her, kicks it right side to Abrams, drives in the paint, and Abrams gets the first layup.
It's great penetration with little time on the clock then from Kelly Abrams. Nice soft finish.
As the Dandenong Rangers through McInerney around the arc to Randall. Randall fakes the Wilson pass, cutting down low in the key. Sharp gets a hold of it. She'll go the way. McInerney takes position, but Sharp will get the layup.
Lovely finish from Eleanor Sharp and an uncharacteristic turnover from Carly Wilson.
Sam Richards brings the ball down the left wing, goes to Wilson now top of the key. Right side is Randall, takes on Whittle as Randall driving the basket. Jackson did deflect the ball away, but it will be Harley's first personal foul called against her, and it will send Emma Randall to the line.
Randall used her body very effectively then. She got her body into Jenny and caused contact and going to the foul line, makes the first one.
As it goes to 4 points to one, 9 minutes and 5 seconds left on the clock here in the first term. The crowd still rolling in as Randall makes the second of the free throws. 4-2 here, 9 minutes left. Bevilacqua gets the ball over the top to Whittle. Back to Bevilacqua now, top of the key. Left side is Sharp. Right side is Abram. Into the corner is Bevilacqua, who's moving well. Whittle at the top of the arc. Goes to Abram, who drives in, kicks out to Sharp. Sharp goes in, almost loses the handle on it. Has to go over the top to Whittle. Whittle puts up a speculator. Oh, I don't know if they're going to let that play on because it didn't hit the ring. It hit the backboard. Jackson has been allowed to go with it. And, well, Gary Fox isn't up in arms, so he couldn't have thought it was too bad anyway. Bevilacqua sets up on the left side, goes back to Abrams. Abrams now kicks it right side to Sharp, lobbed over the top to Jackson. This time it is Randall who's come crashing in, and Jackson will go to the line.
That was a nice feed from Eleanor Sharp. Jacinta Hamilton is doing an excellent job defensively on Lauren. That's the first touch feed she's been able to get into the post situation. So, you know, go to the line, ice two free throws, get your feet into the game.
Jackson now bounces once, shoots, and it's all met. Well, the warm-up was showing me that this game was going to be great heights for the first minute and a half. Has been fantastic. Second shot runs out. Bevilacqua chases down the rebound, so the Caps will get to turn it into a three-point play, or do I be so bold as to call it a four-point play? Over the top to Harley. Whittle now, top of the key. Randall watching her. Jackson cut in, but she goes out right side to Bevilacqua. Kicks it left to Abrams, who tries for the three-pointer. Comes down into the hands of McInerney, who gives it off to Richards. Richards zigzags down the centre of the court, then hands it off to Wilson. Wilson turns it around, gives it to Jacinta Hamilton. Almost had it stripped by Jackson. Then it goes back to McInerney, who has to clean it up. Kicks it across the court. And I think Abrams is going to be called for reaching in, which will give Dandenong the ball from the side in the second foul against the Capitals.
Dandenong look a little nervous offensively.
Inbound ball to Emma Randall. Beautiful fadeaway jump shot. Who'd have picked it? Certainly her defender stood off. As it's Bevilacqua driving straight down through the paint, kicks it out to Abrams, back to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua's shot blocked, well, pass was blocked by Wilson. She'll chase it back, then gives it onto the right side to Sharp. Sharp driving baseline, kicks it back to Harley, and Whittle will bang it in off the glass. 7 points to four.
Great feed from Eleanor Sharp. She drew the defense and found the open player.
Richards now hands the ball off to the top of the arc to Randall, now to Hamilton. Hamilton looking around, whistle off the ball, and Abrams is going to get her second personal foul on this time, I think, Carly Wilson. But it was way off the ball, right down under the paint, or under the basket, I should say.
Tonight, you can see in the first 3 minutes of the game, it's been a defensive game. It's been a physical bumps and cutters, and it's going to be a long night for people.
Yes, as Beattie comes in for Jackson, Wilson puts up the shot as she cuts baseline. Oh, Tracy Beattie just couldn't get down low. It's not a game she likes to play with the ankles. Going in hard was Hamilton working on the baseline. She had to try and beat Beattie, and Whittle didn't happen, and Abrams came up with the ball. Abrams now calling the play, tried to get it to Bevilacqua. She tried to get Bevilacqua cutting in between two players. Bevilacqua thought she was supposed to go it under the basket, and that just all turned to nothing, although it was touched by Dandenon before it went out over the baseline. So Caps get the ball back in. Sharp, Bevilacqua quickly over to Abrams for three, and Abrams opens us up to a 10 points to four game with 6:30 left on the first quarter.
That'll be a good confidence booster for Kelly Abrams.
Wilson now goes right side to McInerney. McInerney to Hamilton, right side. Hamilton for three off the front of the iron. Beattie comes up and cleans up. Over the top to Bevilacqua, and Bevilacqua straight down the court, kicks it onto Sharp. Sharp pulls up on the baseline, goes back to Bevilacqua for three. Abrams will get the rebound as Dandenong have time now to reset their defence.
that's frustrating to let the Canberra Capitals get an offensive rebound in that situation.
Bev Blackwell works right, then kicks it back to Sharp, top of the key, then on to Abrams' left side. Back to Sharp now, moving right side. Bev Blackwell drives, baseline, ducks, wings, turns, and makes the layup.
That was great. That was just so tough. She had Sandy Richards fighting her all the way, and she just went hard at the bucket.
Richards gives the ball now to Wilson on the left side. Richards in the corner. Bevilacqua will watching her. Oh, whistle off the play, and I think that's going to be Randall who is being called for it. It has said she got an elbow in on Tracy Beattie. So Randall subbed out now as Ali Downey, and it will be her second personal foul. They can't afford their bigs to go into foul trouble.
They sure can't. I mean, Randall and Jacinta Hamilton are really their two bigs, and they don't want to be having to sit them for long extended minutes against Canberra's big lineup.
Abrams inbounds the ball to Bevel Aqua, then immediately on the run, brings them down in a foot race, kicks it off to Jackson now, who's also subbed in for Harley, as Whittle. Then it's on to Sharp, over to Bevel Aqua in the corner. Beattie gets it on the one lane outside, through Jackson's hands to Sharp, who puts up a three, and Darrell, the shot goes up, it comes out, and Bevel Aqua will wrestle it back in. Gives it off to Jackson, and Jackson in heavy traffic will put it back in for the Capitals. They've opened up a handy break, and Coach Gary Fox wants to talk to his Dandenong Rangers as they lead, as the Capitals lead, with 5 minutes and 18 seconds, 13-4, and perhaps 29 points was spoken about quite a bit in the dressing room.
It may well have been. I'll tell you right now, Tully Bevilacqua wants to play postseason. She is just dominating this game. She may not be leading the scorers, but the possession that she's coming up with and the way that she's controlling the tempo is just unbelievable. That's why she's a WNBA veteran. So if she continues with her form, I'm sorry, Dandenong, you're not in this game.
Bevilacqua, of course, has been a WNBA champion, but also never won a WNBL championship medal. And of course, there's been a lot of talk, of course, when Kate Cohen came here, they wanted to try and get Kate Cohen a championship. It wasn't to be, but well, Tully, of course, has got a few seasons left in her.
Oh, absolutely. She's still, you know, she might be one of the older players in the group, but she's going to be around for a few years yet. We haven't seen enough of her in Australia. She's gone overseas to play, which you can understand.
When you're that good.
When you're that good, and that you've got to make your money, you want to play professional ball, you've got to go overseas, and that's the reality. So, but hey, what a start from the Capitals. I wouldn't have predicted this. You know, Emma Randall sitting there with two fouls. Gary was very unhappy with her way she got her second foul. And it's not a situation they want to be in. And they just offensively, Dandenong just don't seem to be able to get any rhythm, which is a great sign for the Capitals.
McInerney will inbound the ball from the timeout to Richards. He'll bring it down the right wing. Now Bevilacqua watching her. She has to call Jacinta Hamilton up to the top of the key. Jackson is watching her. She puts the dribble down. Her old teammate in Sharp taps it away. Downey comes in, tries to take it off and stay it in. But the turnover, Bevilacqua gives it off to Sharp. Sharp will hold off on it for a moment as she goes over the top, gives it to Beattie. Sharp takes it back off of the shot, doesn't drop, but Beattie's there to do the rebounding. The rebounding is all Capitals in the offensive end of the court.
Dandenong are going to really struggle tonight if they continue to give that many offensive boards up to the Capitals.
They are indeed, as it's Jackson now from the three-point arc. Doesn't fall. Sharp wrestling in there. I think the belt to the back of the head of Ali Downey has to get called before the three-point.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that's a foul on the rebounding situation. Then Eleanor knows that. You just have to look at her face as she walks back down the floor.
Yes. As it is, well, Kathleen McLeod coming out, no seven on the back of a jumper. Nat Hurst is going to watch her. So the little general and, well, the princess of Canberra basketball, Natty Hurst, all watching each other here. As it's McLeod who gets it over the half, McInerney takes it from her, goes left side to Downey. Downey waiting for someone to open up. It will be Hamilton. Hamilton just bouncing off Jackson into the key. Oh, she was in there for a long time. Got it out to McInerney. 10 seconds on the shot clock left. Sharp's in there again and forces the turnover as the bounce pass. I think she was trying to nutmeg Downey that time. And nutmeg Sharp to get it to Downey. It didn't happen. And Abrams is at the other end now. Jackson through to Hurst. Hurst kicks it left side to Abrams. Over the top, Beattie. Beattie goes right side to Sharp. Gets the screen in place. Over the top, Sharp finds Beattie in the paint. On the low post. Just doesn't drop in time. And Jackson crashing through is going to be called for the foul. Jackson didn't have to do that then.
No, they haven't actually called that one on Jackson. They've called that on Hamilton on a hold on the rebounding situation, which is interesting.
Oh, too far away for me to criticise
probably
that.
Wasn't a lot of difference in that and the sharp call earlier, so.
Inbound pass, Tom Abrams. Oh, getting in the way was Hamilton as Hamilton kicks it on too far ahead of Downey and a turnover again. So Dandenong just not finding their feet. 13 points to 4. 3:45 left to go in the first term as Hurst will bring the ball back for the Capitals from the sideline play. Hurst drives down the left wing over to Beattie on the left post. Over to Abrams on the right corner outside the three-point arc. Wilson jumps up high, gets a piece of the pass to Jackson, but Jackson still gets hands on the ball. Her shot doesn't fall. As good defense there by Dandenong. Gets it to McInerney doing the rebounding. Goes on to McLeod. McLeod gets it to Wilson. Oh, Beattie in a heavy contact with Wilson, sends Wilson to the line. Wilson was jumping, Beattie was up there for the block shot. It was a 50-50 call, but you always protect the shooter.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, Tracy Beattie knows full well that, hey, if she's going to get a shot on, she's not going to be able to make it. You make her earn them from the foul line. Interesting matchup. Kelly Abrams, Carly Wilson. That is the first time Carly Wilson has actually looked like she's in the game offensively. Kelly Abrams has done an excellent defensive job on her.
Wilson missing the first, so Dandenong can't afford to give away points at the line. Second shot's all net, and we'll have a sub on the shooter as Caitlin Ryan gets the first minutes, and that's the change-up you were expecting there, Coach.
Yeah, Carly really just hasn't got into the game as yet. That's not to say she won't, because we know the calibre of player that she is. So, you know, Ryan's in there now, and she's a tough little player too.
Bevel Aqua goes right side to Hurst, who goes back to Whittle, Whittle to Bevel Aqua. Oh, Beattie was wrestling too. Bevel Aqua's cut under the basket with the dribble, giving it to Hurst. Hurst into the paint, rattles out, and I think it was Whittle who had last touch on it over the baseline. All these players are sweating profusely. We're back at the Southern Cross Stadium here, and the AC is still not working.
Capitals are getting good offensive looks, but they just haven't converted the last couple.
Hamilton now drives the left lane, gets to the baseline, kicks out to Ryan, who gives it to McLeod. McLeod gets a good screen from McInerney, but her range is off, and a Whittle will come down with the rebound. So Bevel Aqua, right side, goes to Abrams. Abrams now just one dribble off. He looked for Beattie. Beattie expected the handoff, but Abrams went the wrong way first time. They muck around with it on the baseline. 10 seconds left on the shot clock, and Coach Graff is pointing at the basket. Bevel Aqua goes there now. Halley gets the ball in the paint. She puts the second shot up. Whistle on the play. She's going to go to the line, and I think that'll be McInerney's second personal.
Yeah.
No, hold on. They've called that on 15, so that's Hamilton, her second. That brings Randall and O'Hay into the game. O'Hale have to come in for Downey.
That is big trouble for Dandenong. They now have both Randall and Hamilton in with two fouls early in the game, and that's the two big. So, you know, if Canberra's big lineup, that's going to create some hassles for them.
And Harley is hurting them from the line, making the first, 14 points to 5. Defensively, this game has been a grind since that first time out at 5 minutes. But they're starting to get some points now. 15 plays, 5, a 10-point game. 29's the magic number for the Caps to finish on top of the ladder. And that it looks like the likely scenario so far. McLeod dodges and weaves down the centre of the court. Gets it to Randall at the baseline. Randall outlet to Ryan. Ryan gets it back to Randall. It hits the side of the backboard. And Jackson just throws General Hay to the ground. And that will be... Well, that will be her first personal foul on Lauren Jackson. Ball actually hit the side of the backboard, which would be out of play, wouldn't it?
No, it's still in play.
Still in play there.
Still in play.
All right, but Jackson throwing Jenna Hay to the ground.
Welcome to the game, Jenna.
Oh, hey, makes the first from the free throw line and makes the second. So 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and also Caps are giving Dandenong a trip every time now as they have hit the bonus. Hurst did the ball in her hand down the right wing, goes to Whittle, top of the arc. Bevel Aqua now working around the perimeter, back to Jackson at the top, then right side is Hurst. Hurst lobs over the top to Harley. Whittle steps in, steps out, puts the ball on the floor, then goes herself. It's offline. Jackson goes after the rebound, taps it away far enough so Hurst can get it, and then Hurst is caught for the, well, a second
24 second shot violation. So took too long, but I thought there was a shot. Maybe it didn't touch the iron.
Nothing to hit the iron, but haven't we gone down to the wire a lot on the shot clock this game?
Defense, defense, defense.
Heading into finals.
As O'Hay gets it to Randall, but Randall's being called for the false start, and she'll find the travel. We'll send her, well, we'll give the Caps back the ball from the side as Hurst kicks it in to Bevilacqua immediately. Hurst, Bevilacqua, watching her is McLeod. Now, I don't know if there's a penalty for McLeod being out there without a number. Jackson gets it down the right side. Shot didn't fall. McInerney's good enough to get the rebound. Gives it off to Ryan, who gives it to McLeod. Over the top to McInerney. Right side to Jenner O'Hay. O'Hay thought about the three-pointer. Wrong foot, Beattie. And then Jackson manages to get a piece of the ball as she went for the layup. And Bevilacqua will bring it back for the Capitals.
Capitals are getting much better scoring opportunities that just aren't converting at this point.
Bevilacqua works her way to the baseline on the right side. She kicks it out to Hurst. Hurst with the little general watching her. Over the top to Hamilton. Hamilton now to Harley. Harley paint on the baseline, the left side. Shot doesn't drop, but Bevilacqua's in there again wrestling for the ball. Bevilacqua's hit the ground. The game can start now. Along with her was the little general in McLeod. Hurst backs it away, 16 seconds on the shot clock, bounce pass to Bevilacqua, front and centre, bounce pass to Jackson on the right elbow. Jackson just tries to get, oh well, she successfully gets McInerney to the floor. McInerney going after it, foul is going to be called on McInerney as Jackson and McInerney wrestling for the ball. McInerney second, and it will be the 15th foul against the Rangers, so she should go to shoot two on that.
She will. And, you know, again, Emily McInerney with two fouls. Three of their starters, not a situation. It was only her first. Apologies there, it was only her first.
Yeah, getting some dodgy line calls from our photographer. Statistician, photographer, incubator, multimedia is what you want to look up on the internet. As the floor needs to be swept off. And who's that doing the work here? It looks like it's Emily McInerney.
Versatile player. Does it all.
All-star defender and floor sweeper here right. At the Southern Cross
this
Stadium.
This will be a nice way for Lauren to get back on the scoreboard.
Maybe that's a way of icing the shooter. No, it didn't.
It didn't work.
She made the first. 16 plays, 7. We've got 12.8 seconds left in the first term. And I think Gary Fox will be wanting that two-minute break. Second one, Jackson makes. McInerney kicks it into McLeod immediately. Now, one possession left as timeout is being called by, well, no, whistle on the play.
That asked for a sub on the shooter and the bench hadn't...
Hadn't called it, so... So, well, they're not going to send him back down to the end of the court, surely, unless they reset the 12-point... What was it, 12.8 or 12.3?
No, they'll just play it from there, from the dead ball situation.
From the side we'll go now. So McInerney will inbound the ball, 11.8 seconds into the backcourt, gives it to McLeod, who brings it over the half. Oh, McLeod loses the dribble from the pressure from Bevilacqua, and she's off to the races, into the paint, hands it off to Sharpie. Sharpie tries the hook shot, and with 3.4 seconds left, is fouled. So Sharpie will go to the line, and McLeod will get her first personal foul.
I actually think that they might have called the foul early on Bevilacqua when she still had the ball and was dribbling.
Well, it was an interesting handoff, and of course, we haven't seen Sharpie go for too many hook shots in her career.
No, she's been watching Harley at training, though, all year, and she's thinking potentially the last game of the
even
career.
Tracy Beattie has had a few outside, you know, a few nice little hooks. Bevilacqua makes the shot, 18-7, 2.5, goes to O'Hay. O'Hay on the buzzer, doesn't get it off the backboard. At quarter time, the Capitals lead 18.7 here at the Southern Cross Stadium. And Michelle, it was a busy first quarter, which Dandenong have been reeling from.
Absolutely, and I only have one thing to say. Tully Bevilacqua, she has just dominated this quarter. She has... both at the defensive and the offensive end of the floor, she has dictated the tempo of this game. Full credit to the Capitals. They have completely taken Dandenong out of their game. They cannot get into any sort of offensive flow. They look disrupted. They're not getting good shots at the basket. People are out of position. You haven't had, I don't think, Carly Wilson's had one shot in the quarter, and she's a player that you need to be going to, and she just hasn't been able to get a touch. So, you know, Dandenong have got to be doing some serious thinking here about what they've got to come out and do. At the offensive end of the floor, the Capitals have been getting good looks, haven't converted as much as they would have liked to, but they've been getting some really good contributions out of. Natty Hurst played some good minutes there. You know, she was safe, reliable, made some good feeds into the post, and, you know, they're looking pretty good.
Yeah, looking at the stats for the first quarter, point scoring-wise, well, Dandenong are certainly quiet, with their top point scorer, Emma Randall, with four, and that is being made up of one field goal and two from the free throw line. Your next highest scorer, Jenna O'Hay, with two, and Carly Wilson with one. That's their seven. For the Capitals, well, leading scorer, Lauren Jackson with five, four apiece to Jenny Whittle and Kelly Abram. Then it's three to Tully Bevilacqua and two to Eleanor Sharp. 18-7 is a very tough defensive game, but yeah, offensive rebounds, that has been, they've had so much possession of the ball.
Absolutely, that's right. You cannot allow a team to get 11 offensive rebounds in the first quarter and expect to be in the game. And as another factor here is we've got Dandenong with six turnovers for the quarter, and we've got Canberra with two, you know.
With six turnovers. You see Dandenong with six turnovers at the end of the game.
That's
such
right.
Has the pressure been here. We will restart the second quarter with Dandenong already out. They're probably out there with 30 seconds left to go in the quarter-time break. Carly Wilson, Emma Randall, Jacinta Hamilton, Kathleen McLeod, and Jenna O'Hay is how they will start here in the second term. The Caps come out with Abram, Whittle, Sharp, Beattie, and Bevilacqua. Well, I was thinking that they were almost going to try and play Jacinta Hamilton for the full quarter, but it wasn't to be. 8:43 when she got that second foul. Hamilton gets the inbound pass, goes into McInerney. McInerney handoff to McLeod. McLeod shot from the elbow, doesn't fall, but it's rebounded that time by Hamilton, who, just had Beattie leaning over and leant over enough that there was a foul on the play. So that will be Tracy Beattie's second personal foul. And McInerney will get to inbound the ball from the baseline. General Hay gets herself open in the corner, but McLeod at the top of the key. McLeod into the paint, kicks it over to her old AIS teammate, General Hay, who knocks down a three-pointer, and that helps out with the scoreboard. 18-10, 9 minutes, 35 seconds left to go in the half.
That's exactly what Dandenong wanted for the start of this game.
Sharp gets free as McInerney leaves her, but doesn't manage to bank it off the glass as she pushed the shot. Wilson chases down the rebound. McLeod now really trying to outrun Bevilacqua. She goes over the top, around the perimeter, through McInerney, O'Hay, in the low post. Wilson gets a second chance. No one contesting that rebound that time from the Capitals, but she can't put it in. Then the next time, Wilson and O'Hay tap the ball, and no one else touches it, but referee have thought that Dandenong should have another possession. Lob over the top, looking for Wilson in the paint. She gets mugged by Abrams and Beattie, but Abrams will come up with the ball. Well, an interesting no call, but actually righted the wrong. Three-point attempt from Harley right in front with an air ball. It did get the net on the way through, but another unproductive run to the offensive basket for both sides.
Dandenong have had probably the better start out of the two teams.
O'Hay again for three from the corner on the baseline, and this game closes right up again. 5-point ball game, 18-13, 8.5 minutes, and this is Dandenong. They can just turn it on, and when they turn it on, they are a class act.
Canberra really need a score. They haven't scored yet this quarter.
Oh, Abrams goes with a big hook shot, doesn't get anywhere near the basket. Beattie falls to the ground. McLeod pivots at the top of the key, gives it off to O'Hay, who's been the danger so far. Bounce pass from McInerney onto Hamilton. Hamilton shot short, but she chases her own rebound, gets a chance to put it in from the paint, and Kerry Graff wants a timeout. No surprise there. 8 minutes, 11 seconds, and we're to a three-point ball game, 18-15. After the break,
was 11 points in favour of the Capitals.
That's right, and I would imagine that Lauren Jackson might be coming back out onto the floor after this timeout as well. Look, Danny Dong has done a good job. Jenna O'Hay, she can shoot the ball all night that way, so you have to be smart and just make sure that you're not giving her any easy opportunities. She's had two good looks at the basket. She's converted them both. At the offensive end of the floor, Canberra just haven't done what they did in the first quarter, which was get the ball through sets of hands, get some reversal, so move the ball from one side of the floor to the other, get the defense moving, you catch them out, penetrate, and you'll find the open basket. But they haven't done that. They need to get back and focus on what they were doing in the first quarter to get back into the game.
Well, Coach Fox looked a lot happier going into this timeout as the Capitals, both Graff and Bucks, were having some stern words with the girls. Now it is just Kerry Graff who is addressing the team. And, well, what a turnaround. Danny Nong, or, you know, they have been the class act for the last two seasons, and, well, two and a half seasons up until the Christmas break this year.
That's right. And they are exactly right. They're a championship team, and you cannot let them get into the game, because once they get momentum...
Okay, Abrams will get the ball in from the baseline. Bevilacqua. Jackson's back out there with Whittle and Sharp. Bevilacqua over the half, goes to Sharp now on the left wing. Whistle, long way off the play. Kathleen McLeod, I think, is going to be called. We'll have to wait. Yeah, Kathleen McLeod. I guess that's a double zero signal.
That is a double zero signal. They've been consistent with that, the referees. Anybody checking on cutters, they have called. So the girls are just going to have to adjust to it.
Inbound pass to Whittle, back to Abrams, who was the inbounder. Lob over the top. Well, I don't think even... I don't think even Lauren Jackson on a ladder would have caught that pass from Abs. It was a bit too ambitious. So Danny Nong will get it back. McInerney and McLeod. McLeod gets a lot of space, finds O'Hay in the corner. Sharp goes into her now, cuts it to McLeod under the basket. Her pass is backwards to Wilson. O'Hay mug! And Jackson had to be called for that one. Got all arm on O'Hay that time. She jumped up and down, pumped the air, but that was a foul.
That's her second foul, so, you know, she's...
Yeah, but when you've got three six-foot-three players, you're not so worried about one getting a couple of fouls.
No.
It's when you've only got one six-footer that you really worry.
That becomes a real problem, yes.
Oh, hey, this is her quarter so far, and brings the Dandenong Rangers to within 2 points of the Capitals. Check that one now as she makes both of the free throws. So 7:44, we've got a one-point ball game at the Southern Cross Stadium. I keep going to say the training hall, Michelle.
Capitals are still scoreless for this quarter, and they won't score this possession either.
Yeah, Carly Wilson getting in on it. Jacinda Hamilton coming back with the ball. Oh, hey, over the top to McInerney. Well, McInerney's not going to shoot. It'll be going back to Richards. McInerney gets so many looks, though, because they just don't defend her. So when she does shoot, she normally has an easier shot than normal. This time, Jackson puts the pressure on Hamilton and sees the ball over the baseline as the pass was just missed.
You'd be hoping that this possession down the floor, that the Capitals get themselves organised offensively and really grind away to get a good shot opportunity.
Bevilacqua now looks to the right side, over the top to Jackson, gives it to Abrams on the left. Bounce pass to Bevilacqua. Look to drive baseline. The lane was checked by Richard. Back to Abrams to the top of the arc. Goes Whittle. Sharp drives into the key. She puts the shot up, but Wilson was the only one there to do the rebounding. Gives it off to Richards. Right side to O'Hay. O'Hay holds up. Abrams is in a face. Goes to McInerney. McInerney's pass looked like it was going for the cutting Wilson, but instead went after Hamilton. Hamilton had it stripped by Bevilacqua. Goes back, gets it herself, throws it in. Richards comes back with it, and Danny Nong takes the lead.
Wow, what a comeback from Danny Nong. Canberra are looking very shaky here.
Whittle now has the ball. It was over the top from Sharp to Jackson. Jackson, 2 points. The layup in the paint will get Caps back in front. 2019, 6:10 left to go in the half.
That took Canberra 3.5, 4 minutes to get a score this quarter.
As Hamilton goes right side to McInerney, over to Richards. Richards just has the ball above her head as, again, not sure who's getting called on that one. Defensive foul. It is Sharp. Holding foul. So I didn't see anyone cutting. And she was outside the three-point arc on the dead side of the game.
Well, They're watching for it, so I think we're going to have to expect it to be blown.
If they're watching that far off the game, what happens when something hits the ball's going on? Whittle gets the rebound from the speculator from Hamilton. I've missed the change. Bibby's back into the game now. So Bibby in, watching Sharp. Sharp kicks it right side to Abram. Shot from the baseline, doesn't fall. Richards jumps high, gets the rebound. Richards carries it back down into the corner. Bibby for three. All net.
Super sub comes in, knocks the three down. First touch of the ball.
22 plays 20 with 5.5 minutes left to go in the half. What a game. The final home game for the Caps in season 2005-06. A championship contention is on the line. And McInerney, I think, is going to be called. No, it's a call on Jeff Bibby.
It's what they've been calling all night. They're watching off the ball. What's happening is that there's a lot of body checking and holding of cutters away from the ball. The refs are really playing it tight tonight, so they're going to blow anything. Any hand on the hip, they're going to call it.
Okay, Randall's in for Hamilton. As the pass from Abrams goes back over the back foot, it missed. Richards and Hurst were wrestling a bit. The pass missed Hurst, and backcourt violation. 22-20, Dandenong gets the ball in their offensive end.
Yeah, because it wasn't actually touched in the backcourt, it comes down to where the ball went out.
Wilson kicks it back to Randall, drives into the paint. Beatty rejects the shot.
Nice block by Tracy Beatty.
Oh, what a reach from Beatty there. She was two steps behind, but still had the reach. Inbound pass, McInerney looking to give it to someone. Oh, Wilson. Oh, she's not having a good night tonight.
Not having a good night at all.
Hit her feet, went out over the side, and a promising chance to open up a healthier margin is missed. 20 to plays, 22. Dandenong lead, 5 minutes left to go in the half. Hurst kicks it to Abrams, drives baseline, stops at McInerney, goes back. Oh, looked like she's going to give it to Beatty then. Tripped over herself, but didn't lose the dribble. 7 seconds left. Hurst goes into the paint, and Hurst goes crashing through. Richards doesn't give up her ground, and the baseline ball will be called in favour of the Caps because it ricocheted off Richards.
Capitals have only got 4 seconds on the shot clock to get this shot off, so they'll need to get it in and get a very quick shot.
Harley can't waste time. Hook shot from Harley. Hits the rim. Beatty taps it away. Hurst runs it down. Gives it back to Whittle, and it will be Abrams who sets the play. Left side. Sharp goes over the top on the left lane. Goes to Whittle. Shot hits the iron. McInerney comes up with it. Gives it straight off to Bibby, who runs down. Gets onto the left wing, goes to Richards. Richards had space there. She took her time, drove into the key. Shot doesn't fall. Whittle, oh, she has it stripped by Richards, and Dandenong will be a second opportunity. Bibby now at the top of the key. Right side goes over to Randall. Randall back to Richards. McInerney for three. Oh, man. McInerney will hurt you if she decides to go for a shot.
Absolutely. Renowned as a defensive player, but she can knock him down if you give her that much space.
25 plays, 20. What's that turnaround make it? A 16-point turnaround here in the second term. Abrams over the top to Whittle. Whittle tries to turn in the paint. She has been fouled by McInerney. The shot drops, and McInerney will get to make it. And Whittle will make it a 3-point play when I thought she was going to get called for a travel.
You know, Whittle's doing it tough in there. Those girls are all getting hurt. It's often the case when you've got someone the size of a Jenny Whittle where you've got players who are shorter. She's getting knocked and bumped around on the arms and the elbows and the shoulders, and the refs don't call it. And it's still impeding their ability to shoot the ball. So she'll hang tough, and she's nailed that one, and we'll see what happens.
McInerney sits down. She should only get one shot.
Should only be one shot. She nailed the basket. So,
Missed the free throw. So 25-22 as McInerney sits down, her second personal foul. Richards, pulls up, 18-foot jump shot is good. Dandenong, who didn't look like they turned up in the first quarter, are here to play now.
Certainly are.
Marino comes in for the Caps, for Natalie Hurst, as Bevel Aqua's back out there. Over the top to Beatty, Carly Wilson. Well, Wilson lucky not to be called. Marino puts up a 3-point speculator, Sharp wrestling for it, couldn't get it before it goes over the baseline. The crowd here down on that Caps defensive, Caps bench end. The crowd is sitting on the floor. Such is the crowd that's turned up here tonight.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Timeout called, I think, by Gary Fox. 27 plays 22, so that 16-point turnaround has been a decisive one for the Dandenong Rangers.
Absolutely. They came out in the second quarter ready to play. They weren't happy with the way that they went in the first quarter, made some adjustments offensively and defensively, and, you know, it's really disrupted the Capitals. They've scored 4 points for the quarter. You know, 4 points for the quarter, you cannot afford to only score that kind of conversion in a WNBL game against the Dandenong Rangers.
It has been an interesting game. Tactically, do you think that obviously Gary Fox has worked out the tactics here in this second quarter, but what about Coach Kraft? Has she reacted?
Well, you know, she's tried to make some adjustments. She's put some other players in on the floor, but I really think that what's happened is that the defensive effort from Dandenong has disrupted the Capitals offensively, and that's what's hurting them. They came down, you know, they didn't get any scores early in the quarter, so they started to rush what they were doing offensively, make some poor decisions. And the other thing that Dandenong has done is that they just haven't given up 11 offensive boards. You give a team 11 offensive boards and you're going to go down. So, you know, they've made the adjustments.
Richards carries the ball back now for Dandenong as they work right left side to Hamilton. Randall gets the dump off from Hamilton but can't get the shot to drop. Bibby, Randall, Hamilton, Richards and Wilson is the Rangers. It's Bevilacqua, Beatty, Jackson, Marino has the ball now. Gives it to Jackson, top of the key. Goes back to Bevilacqua. Sharp still there with Beatty working between themselves. Oh, Bevilacqua tried the reverse layup, hit the underside of the backboard. Richards off to the races now. Richards takes on Jackson. Jackson rejects the shot and the ball just couldn't quite get the bounce for Richards, but it still will be standing on. And Gary Fox is up because he thought that Jackson threw Richards out the way. Bibby comes out for Ryan. O'Hay comes back in for Wilson. Now that's not a bad, normally you wouldn't say take Carly Wilson out, but she's not having the best night. O'Hay has been on fire in this quarter. As Hamilton drives baseline on Beatty. Beatty blocks the shot. Hamilton goes back for it again. Beatty taps it away. Sharp. Oh, she just had to carry that ball out.
No choice there. She really didn't have anyone to give the ball to.
An interesting game indeed. 27-22. 2 minutes 20 left to go in the half. No change since that last timeout was called. Oh, hey, inbounds the ball to Randall. Randall's got time to go for three. Goes to Ryan, though, at the left elbow. Randall gets it back. Beatty is on fire. That's her third block shot of the quarter.
She's making some nice block shots in there, and that's creating some problems for Dandenong.
Ryan will get the ball. 18 seconds. She inbounds. Oh, inbounds low to Richard. Bevilacqua this time knocks it over the side, and there's a second. I don't know how there was a second run off the clock then, but there was 17 seconds left on the shot clock as Ryan looks to go again. A bit of time to set the players. The floor just needs to be swept from where Bevilacqua hit the pine.
Sammy Richards has really stepped up in this quarter. She's going strong and she's going tough at it. She's really taking it to the Capitals, which is creating some headaches for the Canberra group. She's getting some good penetration, which is drawing some of the bigs on that help defence, and she's finding open players out of that.
Ryan looks left, looks right, goes to Hamilton, over the top to O'Hay. Hamilton sets the screen for her, can't get past Jackson though, so the bounce pass, oh, it goes to Hamilton, gives it to Randall on the free throw line, and Randall makes the shot, 29 plays 22, 2 minutes left to go in the half, as Marino hands off to Beatty, still a long way from home. Beatty gives it to Bevilacqua, who goes to the left side. Jackson's in the paint, and I think Hamilton is going to be called for the foul. Jackson gets the shot to drop. Gary Fox isn't happy, but he's sending Emily McInerney back out because that's Hamilton's third personal foul.
Wow, that's trouble. And that was just smart offense out of the Capitals then. Got the ball down to Bevilacqua on the wing, just set up Jackson down in the low post. Nice, easy feed and let her go to work. Simple way to get buckets when you really need them in this game.
How come Caps haven't gone to a zone here? I know they don't like playing the zone, but just to change it up.
Well, I mean, I think it's probably you want to keep the defensive pressure up. I don't think they've got a group out on the floor that you'd be looking to play a zoning because they're not mobile enough. So it's something they'll be keeping, though.
McInerney drives to the basket, kicks it out to Richards. Richards goes inside to Randall. Randall makes the shot.
The no-look turnaround jump shot.
There's a second. She's had a fadeaway jumper and now the no-look. It has been great play from Emma Randall tonight. Bevilacqua goes wide to Marino. Marino's back to the centre. Beattie over the top looking for Jackson. The pass was too high. And McInerney comes back with it, gives it to Richards. Richards off to Ryan. Ryan down the left wing. Ryan stops, fake. Sharp goes with her. Oh, the basket will be made. And Sharp has been called for her, I think, second personal foul.
It was a nice finish by Caitlin Ryan. Then she drove hard at the basket.
Time out.
Her body well.
Third personal foul on Sharp. The shot will count. So Ryan will go to make it a three-point play with 1 minute and 9 seconds left to go in the first half. It's 33-25 from going into the start of this quarter where we thought the Caps were playing for top spot in the playoffs. It is now the Caps fighting for survival into the finals.
Absolutely. They've got to stop the rot right now. Dandenong have gone on a 26-7 quarter. You know, they have just dominated this quarter, and the Capitals, you know, forget it. You know, survival's number one. 29-point win, you know, that's not even entering into their
minds.
Well,
when you're leading by 11 points, you're thinking 29-point win.
Absolutely.
You're not thinking 26-7, so that's a 19-point turnaround.
Absolutely. And, you know, haven't they just, they've just been methodical with it. The Dandenong Rangers have just, as a group, you know, they've all contributed something to it. They've all been out there working hard. And, yeah, hasn't it paid off for them?
1 minute, 9 seconds left to go in the first half. Both teams sitting on 14 fouls apiece. Dandenong leading the Capitals here at Southern Cross Stadium. 33 plays 25. O'Hay, Randall, McInerney, Richards and Ryan take to the floor for Dandenong. It will be Ryan going to the shot, to the line to shoot the bonus. And for the Caps, it's Jackson, Whittle, Abrams, Bevilacqua and Marino. So Ryan, no problems from her. It's all net. 34 plays 25. Well, what an irony if Dandenong lead by 11 at the long break. After they trailed by 11 at the first break. Bevilacqua goes left side to Marino. Marino loses the dribble from the pressure from O'Hay. Has to give it back to Whittle. Back to Marino. Marino on O'Hay is a mismatch, but the shovel shot's not going to work with all that tall timber in front of her. O'Hay comes down with it. Goes long to Randall. Randall and Bevilacqua looking for the wrestle on the ball. The call was to Bevilacqua, so she will get the ball from Abrams from the baseline. 37 seconds left to go in the half. Bevilacqua kicks it right side to Marino. Back to Jackson for three. Off to the left side. Hit the iron, but comes down into the hands of Ryan, who tapped it on to Randall. Now back to Richards. Richards calling the play. Still, Capitals will have one possession left. All going well. O'Hay puts the ball on the floor. She gets a screen from Randall. Pulls up at the elbow. It doesn't drop. Well, I think the first shot Jenna O'Hay's put up in the second quarter that hasn't fallen. Bevilacqua goes down to the other end. 5 seconds left to go in the quarter. Oh, Bevilacqua dribbles it onto her feet. She has to go back. Puts up a speculator. It is an amazing turnaround at halftime. As Bevilacqua picks herself up from the ground, getting lifted up that time, I think, by Emily McInerney. But it is the Capitals trailing the Dandenong Rangers at halftime, 34-25, an amazing turnaround, Michelle.
Wow, wasn't it what? It's just incredible to think that a team that really wasn't in the game at all in that very first quarter just looked like they were disrupted and not playing as a group and, you know, defensively were giving up a lot of offensive rebounds to the Capitals, can come out in a second quarter and just turn the game around the way they did. They just physically stepped up in the lanes and made it difficult and disrupted the Capitals offensively. And at the offensive end of the floor, you know, they went back to doing the stuff that they do well. They've got great guards who can penetrate the ball. They did that. They found the open player. Jenna O'Hay, you know, gave them some momentum by knocking down a couple of threes early in the quarter. And, You know, Gary's played smart. He's had players with, you know, some foul worries. Not a large number of fouls, but when you've only got a couple of bigs and they've got a couple each, it's a worry. He's played really smart with the subs, and he's got some momentum and some contribution out of his bench, which is fantastic.
It has been an interesting quarter. We're going to take a short break here and then be back with all the stats from the first half, which has been a game of two quarters of completely different, completely different stature. But this is the Caps Radio here on sportradio.com.au and also making waves in KIX FM. The second half about to get underway here at the Southern Cross Stadium. Dandenong leading by 9. 34 plays 25. The stats for the first half and the biggest turnaround has been offensive boards.
Absolutely. The Capitals had 11 offensive boards in the first quarter. At the half-time break, they had 14. So Dandenong only gave up 3. And at the other end of the floor, Dandenong picked up 9 offensive boards in that quarter. That is a killer. There you go. That's your turnaround in the game without thinking about any of the other stuff that they went out there and did. So,
all right.
Big problems.
Yeah. Interesting. Leading scorer for the Caps is 10 points to Lauren Jackson. Although it is 10 points to Jenna O'Hay, not normally the go-to girl, but still quality. There is a good spread amongst the rest of the team, unlike the Capitals.
That's right. Yeah, the Dandenong Rangers have spread their scoring around a bit, as you said. Jenna O'Hay scored 10. She knocked down 2 threes. That gives her 6 points. So, you know, they're doing a good job of sharing the responsibility. The Capitals are struggling. You've got Lauren, who scored 10 in her 13 minutes, limited minutes on the floor. Then you've got Whittle with 6 and, you know, a couple of points to Tully and Kelly Abrams, and that's about it. So they really need to make sure that they get back into their offensive game and putting the ball through some hands and opening up opportunities for everyone. So when that starts to happen, then they'll be able to find your big sitting down in the posts and what have you. So, yep, big quarter needed by the Capitals. They lost that one 27-7. They need to stop the rot right now.
It is Wilson, Hamilton, McInerney, Richards and Randall returning to the floor for Dandenong. For the Capitals, Jackson, Sharp, Whittle, Bevilacqua and Abrams. Abrams to inbound the ball to get us underway here in the second half. Goes into the backcourt, bounce pass to Tully Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua now just holds up. Richards watching her over the top to Abrams. Bevilacqua in the paint. And the foul has been called on, I think they're saying Emma Randall. Now, Emma Randall was behind Bevilacqua as she's cutting then. And she is not happy to get her third, neither is Gary Fox.
No.
It was on McInerney, the foul. So Tully goes to the line as she was just into the layup then. And, Tully makes the first. Better to get a score in the first 10 seconds of the quarter rather than 4 minutes as it was in the second term. Tully makes both, 27 plays 34, 9 minutes and 45 seconds left to go in the third term as Richards, she pulled up on the dribble a long way from home. Randall gets it to Jacinta Hamilton, back to Randall. Randall thought about the three, lobbed over the top to Wilson. Wilson hasn't fired, hits the iron. Harley comes up with the rebound and goes long to Bevilacqua goes long looking for Abrams. McInerney gets in the way and gets it over the sideline. So Caps will get the ball from the side.
Capitals would want to get another score this time down the floor.
Sharp takes the ball on the left-hand side, 45 degrees. Harley and Sharp grapple it up for a moment. McInerney touches it. Wilson feeds it into Hamilton. McInerney will eventually get it. I think McInerney was screaming, "I touched it, I touched it." Richards brings it down the court. Bevilacqua will watch her taking her time. Just goes towards the back of Harley. Oh, manages to use almost Harley as a pick. Goes out, gives it to Wilson for 3. Hits the iron again. Jackson does the rebounding. Sharp picks it on to Bevilacqua. Graff wants them to hurry up. Gets that offense moving early. Sharp will get it back from Bevilacqua. Goes to the top of the top of the arc to Jackson, who gives it to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua then to Abrams on the other side. Sharp in the corner. Out to Loz. Loz working through the paint. Does her own rebounding when the layup doesn't fall. Whittle gets the second shot that doesn't drop. And Whittle puts it in. 29, play 34. Caps having a better start.
It's tough under there. That really, Jackson probably could have gone to the line early on that play, but the refs aren't giving her any love.
Wilson goes right side to Richards. Richards looking to get the first score for Dandenong. Gives it to McInerney. McInerney to Hamilton for three. Hamilton nails a three over the top of Jackson.
Well, that hurts.
10.4 game as a whistle in defense. It is going to be called on Sam Richards.
That's turned into quite a battle, Sammy Richards and Tully Bevilacqua.
Oh, it's a quality battle too. 37 plays, 39. I'm not sure what quite happened there. I went up to 39-29 for a moment. But 37-29, 8 minutes left to go in the third term. Sharp gives it to Whittle. Whittle, left side to Abrams. Now it's Bevilacqua on the 45. Kicks it to Abrams, who cuts to the 45. Drives into the paint, dumps it off to Whittle, who tries to go back in. Oh, Randall's been called for a soft third foul. And Whittle will go to the line.
Good job by Jenny Whittle then. She ball fake, got the player in the air, put the ball on the floor, drove round her and took the knock, and unfortunately didn't get the shot to drop for her, but she'll go the line. Hopefully she'll make them both.
Whittle at the line now. And Ali Downey looking to come into the game as Coach Fox addresses her. Whittle misses the first. 7 minutes and 46 seconds left to go in the third term. Harley hits short on the iron. Jackson gets in there, gets a tap away, goes back to Whittle, then gets it to Abrams. Whittle tries to take position. Oh, Richards playing very tall, managed to get in on the pass to Whittle, came off Whittle's hand over the baseline, and it is Hamilton to bounce it into Richards as Randall sits down for Downey. Richards now down the left side, goes to McInerney. McInerney loses the dribble as Sharp puts the pressure on, has to hand it back to Richards. Richards tries to wrong foot. Oh, tried to wrong foot Bevilacqua. She got Bevilacqua away from her, put up the shot. It didn't fall. The foul was back in the court. I didn't see who it was called on, but it's the first foul.
But Tully Bevilacqua, they've called that one on.
All right. So a bit of how was that holding? She got wrong footed.
Foul.
She fell over, I think. Richards. Oh, first shot doesn't drop. 37 plays, 29, 7:23 left
Everyone's
to go.
Everyone's getting a little bit tight on the line now. They're not dropping like they were earlier.
Richards
in the
finally
game.
Gets the first point for Dandenong in the third term at the 7:20 mark. Richards watching Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua goes across to Abrams. Abrams looks to drive the line but gives it back on the perimeter to Bevilacqua. Whittle in the paint, and Whittle will make the next two. Harley, a big third term so far.
She's
31 plays, 38.
She's doing a great job down in the low block for the Capitals. She's making big targets.
Wilson gets the screen from Hamilton, gives it back to Hamilton. Hamilton speculates in the paint but trying to go over the top of Whittle and Hamill and Jackson wasn't going to happen. Sharp brings the ball down the left wing. Gives it to Jackson, top of the key. Goes right side to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua hands off to Whittle, outside to Sharp. Sharp takes on McInerney. Gives her a second bump for good measure. Then goes out, gives it to Abrams, who drives the lane. And Jacinta Hamilton, no, Carly Wilson will be called for the foul. Again, a very soft call in a physical game.
Yeah, it's a little bit inconsistent, but, they're not going to be right all the time, are they?
Well, first personal foul on... Well, it couldn't have been calling Carly Wilson. I thought Carly Wilson already had a foul. So, Carly Wilson had no foul, so it is Carly Wilson.
Importantly, that was the fourth team foul for Dandenong. So, from now on, every time Dandenong foul the Capitals, they will go the line to make foul shots,
You say that, I live by that, and then there's a dicky off the ball foul in the backcourt that doesn't take them to the line. So,
well, most of the time, Craig.
You get my hopes up every time, and then I get thwarted with one of those, what is it, a defensive foul in the backcourt. Offensive foul in the backcourt, which doesn't send you to the free throw line.
Absolutely.
We'll get those rules sorted out very shortly.
Well, the Capitals would be reasonably happy with their start. Dandenong would be a little bit concerned because they now have Randall with three, I think it is, and...
Well, Randall, Hamilton, and also...
McInerney, I think it is.
Yep.
You know, that's danger signs. We talked about it earlier when they both racked up, when they all racked up too early, but, you know, three in a game like this, it's, yeah.
How important is it to control the tempo, though? When Dandenong was controlling the tempo, they weren't getting fouls.
Absolutely.
As soon as they lost the control of the game, they then started to get back into foul trouble.
Absolutely. Tempo is critical, particularly in a game like this, you know, where there's so much emotion and momentum and there's so much on the line for both of these groups.
Abrams goes to the line to shoot two, first one off the back of the iron. 38 plays 31, 6:29 left to go in the term. Makes the second, 38-32. McInerney now on the perimeter, goes left side to Wilson. Will Wilson fire up soon? That is the question everyone's asking. McInerney goes back, pushes the pass inside to Hamilton, who gets himself free but can't make the shot. And, well, I thought Abrams got knocked over there, but it's Bevilacqua still coming up with the ball. A no call, probably in the spirit of the game, it works out fine. Goes right side to Abrams again, Wilson watching her. She backs away forward. Harley sets the screen. Abrams, shot is good.
Great drive by Kelly Abrams, up against some tall timber and just goes strong to the basket, protect the ball well.
4-point ball game, 38-34. Downey gives it off to McLeod. Downey hits the ground after charging in a beatie. McInerney for three, rattles off the iron. High flying, Downey gets in there. Ball was controlled by Kathleen McLeod. Hamilton will get it through McInerney's hands and the shot will drop. Bevilacqua picks herself up off the ground. 40 plays 34, and what an atmosphere at the Southern Cross Stadium tonight. A packed house sees the Capitals down by six here with 5:29 left to go in the third term.
Dandenong just aren't letting go, are they? They're just persistent. They're going to stick at it, and they're not going to let Canberra get back into this game.
That is what the two-time, well, more than two-time champions, but the champions from the last two seasons, Dandenong Rangers, are able to do. Grind in defence. Sharp thought about the three for a moment, but then gave it off to Abrams. Abrams goes to Sharp. Sharp drives baseline on McInerney, pulls up at the low post, and Sharp will make the shot.
That's the Sharpie of old. Nice control on that jump shot.
Downey goes to McInerney. McInerney runs away from the basket, trying to draw Harley away. Hamilton kicks it out to Wilson. Wilson goes back inside to Hamilton, but she's still 18 feet away. Downey has the wrong foot sharp. Send to McInerney. 5 seconds left as the little general gets into the paint. Foul. And it wasn't a shooting foul. I think it's Bevilacqua's second. And the crowd doesn't like it. Bevilacqua called for her second. And I don't think it'll be a shooting foul. It'll only be a second team foul because McLeod was a long way away from making a shot.
They've been reasonably consistent on that holding call on the body, but, you know, pretty soft in the context of things, so...
Well, we've seen a few soft ones. McInerney goes in. Oh, the pass is tapped away by... The pass tapped away by Abrams. Abrams goes long then to Jackson, who has to kick it back to Abrams now. Fairly tall lineup, the Caps, at the moment. Sharp hands off to Jackson, top of the key. Left side, top of the key. Then goes to Abrams. Whittle on the right lane. Puts up a big jump shot, rattles around the iron, doesn't fall. McInerney does the rebound and gives it immediately to McLeod. McLeod works down the left wing, goes to McInerney, top of the key. Downey now. McInerney goes into the right corner. Downey takes on Whittle, drives up to the line, then puts up a speculator. Nothing doing. Sharp and Bevilacqua will work it out in defence.
It's really, tempo's important here. The Capitals are trying to slow the game down, get into the half-court game.
Whittle knocks over Downey, and that will be a foul.
Look, I have to say, the last three trips down the floor, Downey has been holding and pushing the players down in the post. She takes a dive, and they fall for it every time. That's just poor refereeing. That should not have been called. Slow the stuff when it happens early, and that kind of crap doesn't happen.
Well, it is a coach coming out here. Relax, Michelle. as McLeod brings the ball down, comes up on Bevilacqua. Cloud certainly trying to run round Bevilacqua. Goes into the paint, shot won't drop. As, oh, McInerney and Jackson. It's going to be called against Jackson, and she went for the jugular, literally there with an elbow to the side of Emily McInerney's neck.
Well, you know, it's not surprising that this game is going to start.
McInerney's been called for it.
Yeah. McInerney was called for the foul early on the rebound situation. She came over Jackson's back, and Jackson let her know about it. So they called the first foul. You know, probably the correct call. Whether Jackson responded or reacted well to it, we can all talk about that later. But that's the way it's been blown.
Jackson from the free throw. Oh, leaves that well short. That hit the underside of the front of the ring. Pressure game here for the Capitals. They have to win to stay in playoff hope. Jackson makes the second basket. 40, play 37, 3:30 left to go in the quarter. Downey pumps it to O'Hay, who's come into the game for McInerney. O'Hay drives to the baseline, a layup doesn't fall. She chased after the rebound, couldn't come up with it. Jackson and Sharp work it out. In the end, giving it back to Bevilacqua. And Bevilacqua starts to set up the play. Whittle gets the ball from Downey. Downey watching her, I should say. Whittle goes right side to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua back to Whittle, now to Abrams. Abrams drives to the baseline. McLeod in front of her. Jackson taps it into O'Hay's hand, I thought. But the refs are going to give the ball to Dandenong as Caitlin Ryan comes in for Ali Downey, who's done a solid job.
She has. She's done an okay job. She's been quite physical out there and tried to keep people off the board. So that's probably what Coach Fox wanted out of her.
McLeod goes to Hamilton. Jackson strips Hamilton again. Hand off to O'Hay. O'Hay drives into the paint. Gives it back to Hamilton. Hamilton, oh, she had time to put the shot up, but Jackson will get the rebound.
Could be some matchup problems for Dandenong now with their lineup.
Bevilacqua cuts to the basket. Outlet to Sharp. Back to Bevilacqua. Inside to Whittle. Outside to Abrams. Abrams into the paint. Wrong foot. Oh, hey! And it's a one-point ball game. 40 plays. 39. 2 minutes 18 left to go in the quarter. O'Hay goes to Randall, left side to Ryan. What can Ryan do? She tries to go in, dumps it back out to McLeod. McLeod goes to Hamilton, right side to Ryan. Ryan fakes, then comes back, works around the arc, lobs it up to Hamilton. Hamilton over the top of Whittle, makes the shot.
Tough finish to Spencer Hamilton, over the top of Jenny Whittle, wow.
42 plays, 39, a minute 45 left to go in the third term. Abrams goes right side. This time Jackson just knocked Jacinta Hamilton in the head and the foul's being called. I've said it before, Jackson is a bit of a thug in this league. She certainly uses her size to the absolute extreme of physicality.
She does. You know, it's a physical game out there. There's a lot of holding and shoving happening all over the floor. So,
Jackson,
you know,
third personal foul. McLeod hands off to Ryan. Ryan working on Hurst, gets free of Hurst, goes into the paint. Oh, dumps off to Hamilton. Hamilton bakes it in off the glass around Whittle.
Nice pass from Caitlin Ryan. Good penetration, found the open big.
42 plays, 39 as Whittle backing into the key. Oh, shot doesn't fall, and Hamilton taps it into the hands of Ryan, who gives it immediately to a former AAS, former Sydney Uni teammate in Kathleen McLeod. I shouldn't say that. No, it wasn't McLeod at Sydney Uni last year, was it?
No.
It was Ryan who gets the ball now. I've got one guard wrong. McLeod, Ryan goes into the paint, gives it to Randall. Randall absolutely marked, and she's letting the ref know about it too as Whittle comes up with the ball, gives it off to Hurst. Hurst hands it off to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua over the top to Beattie. Beattie looking to hold the ball high in the air. Randall watching her. Oh, Abrams, I think Ryan's going to be called. No. Well, excuse me. Abrams thought she was hit in the arm there. The ref said no, it was ball then arm, which is a legal contact.
right.
That is legal contact rather than illegal contact.
That was ball, you know. Kelly really didn't, you know, she didn't get fouled there, so it's okay. I think one of the things that is a worry for the Capitals is that down in the paint we've got Whittle and Tracy Beattie, and Jackson, when she's out on the floor, Danny Long are holding and pushing a lot in the post situation. The refs aren't blowing it. So they've just got to play with that. They've got to get used to that level of physical contact down there and not get frustrated by it. The guards can help them out by making sure that they're only feeding it to them when they're not in that situation where they're off balance and what have you, and by being more of an offensive threat themselves so that they can create some space for them. But, wow, what a game.
Capitals call their first time out of the second half here with 38.2 seconds. I always wonder about calling a timeout with that shorter time. When you're taking possession, I guess you want to set up a play, but you wonder what can't wait 38.2 seconds sometimes.
Well, they're probably being very specific about what they want to run offensively, and I guess the other thing is at the defensive end of the floor, they probably might try to mix up the defense and get a quick score out of it as well. So they might be looking for an extra possession.
It is two possessions left in the quarter. Capitals trail by 5 points. It's 44-39 here as Beattie, Jackson, Hurst, Abrams and Bevilacqua return to the floor. O'Hay, Hamilton, Ryan, Randall and McLeod. Now, we've seen a lot of changes here, but except for the first quarter, Dandenong haven't lost too much with any of their rotations.
Absolutely not. They've got good contributions out of their bench, and in fact some of their starters. I mean, Carly Wilson still hasn't really been a factor in this game. You know, who would have thought that? And she's, you know, one of the
But she loves playing well in Canberra.
Absolutely.
Whether it be AIS or out here, she just loves coming back to Canberra and having a big game.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, they haven't really lost anything, as you said, when they've gone to their bench. And credit where credit's due, you know, the Capitals, Natty Hurst has played some good minutes, may not be contributing on the scoreboard, so to speak, but, you know, has been contributing, making some good pass and feed situations, which is good. A couple of minutes out of Marino, she did some okay stuff for him, and we've got a sub coming in.
Harley wants to come into the game for Tracy Beattie. So the Caps are going to have an offensive play, and then they want to get a defensive turnover immediately. 37.8 seconds. Don't know why they had to reset the clock. I thought it was all right. Maybe there someone went early. Jackson gets the ball in. She doesn't make the shot. So it will be Dandenong now who have a full count but still two plays left on.
That's right.
McLeod zigzags down the court. Gives it to O'Hay. O'Hay in the paint has been called for a travel.
Yeah, she took far too many steps then, a little bit anxious. She got the ball, she was making her move before she actually had it in her hand.
But with 23.5 seconds left, one possession left, and the Caps haven't been able to get quick baskets, that means that they have only got one turn to defend here.
That's
Bevilacqua
right.
Holds on to it now. Bevilacqua looking right side. Dandenong lead by five. Over the top they go inside to Jackson.
Howls!
Hamilton. Jenna O'Hay's been called for a pushing foul after Hamilton was absolutely mugged.
Look, this is ridiculous. You've got a situation where you've got Jackson down in the post. She's getting fouled by three players in the post situation, and you get poor Jenna O'Hay who gets pinged for something pretty soft out on the perimeter. Blow the stuff that matters, ref. They've really lost control of this game.
Well, Natalie Hurst has lost control of her free throw shooting. She makes the shot. 44-40, 0.6 of a second left to go. What do you do here? Caitlin Ryan with 0.6 of a second doesn't even get a chance to think about a shot. She could have looked at that and gone a 6 seconds left too. You just don't know. But 3.4 game coming into the final break of the regular season here in Canberra. And it is the Dandenong Rangers who at the moment are holding the cap or potentially holding the Capitals out of the finals race.
That's absolutely right. And that's their goal, is to just keep them out. You know, the Capitals, Dandenong are in the finals. They really, you know, win or lose, it's not going to be a desperation stake for them. For the Capitals, they've got everything on the line. We've got 10 minutes of basketball left for the Capitals season. And
I guess
they'll be putting it all out there.
Yeah, 10 minutes, as you said, of basketball, and particularly, potentially,
particularly potentially for Eleanor Sharp, the captain of the Canberra Transat Capitals. She has potentially got 10 minutes left basketball in her career. Now, looking at my clock, it's saying 10 minutes to 9. That's 10 minutes away from start time up in Townsville for the Dandenong-Townsville match. So the Price Attack WNBL Final Four has still got 2 hours at least before we're going to know the exact shape of it.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, you know, stay tuned, everyone. Get on the web, check out who wins those games, and take it from there.
Of course, there is another game played in Perth. I don't know if it's tonight, but it does have no bearing on the Final Four.
No bearing on the Final Four, but an important game for the AIS. In the 20-odd years that program has been in existence and playing in the National League, they have not gone through a season where they haven't won a game. At the moment, their last chance to redeem themselves is tomorrow, so they will be gunning for it. They'll be wanting to come away from Perth with a win.
Yeah, it has been a tough season for all us AIS fans, but Dean Kingsman came into a big job, and he certainly learnt a lot this season, and will be all the wiser for season 2006-07.
That's right.
All right.
Dandenong are ready.
They are always out there and ready, and I guess if the possession arrow was their way, they would have every right to ask for the ball.
Right.
Line up for the final quarter of regular season here in the nation's capital. McInerney, Ryan, Wilson, Randall and McLeod for the Caps. Bevilacqua, Abrams, Whittle, Jackson and Sharp.
Will Jackson play the whole 10 minutes, Craig?
Well, do you play her all this 10 minutes to get in the finals and then have to sacrifice time later in finals? Big question. Ryan gets a handoff from McLeod, working around the perimeter. Bevilacqua was watching her. McInerney gets it. Right side is McLeod. McInerney sets up the screen. McLeod gets a free run into the paint. She pulls up at the free throw line. The shot doesn't drop. Still a three-point ball game as the Capitals get their possession. Goes to Sharp on the right wing. Then back top of the key. Whittle now to Bevilacqua, 45 left-hand side. Over the top to Jackson. She wasn't expecting it. She goes into the paint. She can't make the shot drop. And McInerney will get the ball away to McLeod, who will run it back down. Kicks it left side. On the left wing is Ryan. Back to the centre. McInerney. She works her way around. She's got plenty of space. Doesn't want to go for the three. That is just the defensive player in her. She goes left side to Ryan. She had an eternity to put up a three-point shot. Ryan has to do it through traffic. Rattles off the iron. 44, place 41. The shot didn't drop. 8 minutes and 50 seconds left. Sharp to Jackson, top of the key. Right side is Bevilacqua. Drives down to the baseline. Where was that foul? Basket counts.
Tully may have hurt herself there.
Looks like a bit of a cramp, if anything. But who they foul that on? It's the third personal foul on McLeod, who was 3 steps behind.
I think they called the foul early on the penetration, as they have all night. It's hard to say, Craig. I mean,
it's hard to understand.
That's right.
The shot dropped, so there was no impeding on the shot. If they make the shot, it couldn't have impeded her. I'm not a ref, you can tell. Bevilacqua will go to the line and make the bonus.
I'll tell them what they're doing wrong.
This will level the game. 44 plays, 43. Oh. It rattles out, tapped away by Jackson, but McLeod will cut in and get the ball. Kicks it down the court to Ryan. Ryan puts the ball on the floor, only one bounce, gives it to Wilson. When does Wilson fire is still the question everyone in the Southern Cross Stadium's asking. Randall for three! Nails it from the left-hand side.
Timely three.
45, 47, plays 43. That can't be right. They were 1 point before. Oh, Whittle. How many steps for Whittle? She loses control of the ball. Wilson will come up with it as she was under the basket then. As Ryan goes left side to McInerney. McInerney right side to Randall. Randall on the baseline. Kicks it back to Ryan. Back to Randall for another three. Hits the side of the iron. Whittle will control the rebound. Gives it off to Abrams. It hasn't got any less physical in this final quarter. 47 plays 43.
7:48 left to go in the season for the Capitals. If the score remains this way, and Bulleen have a win up north. Oh, Abrams taps it on to Whittle, and Whittle turns around, puts it in off the glass.
Great feed from Kelly Abrams, timed it beautifully, read the defence well. Whittle with the great finish, nice soft touch. It is really physical down in those posts, and, you know, the referees need to be calling it as they're seeing it, I guess.
Beattie in for Jackson, Randall, McLeod. Who else sat down then? As Hamilton, Richards come back in. Bibby looks like she's going to come in as well. Wilson gets the ball on the right side. Over the top to the centre of the arc, Ryan. Then to McInerney. McInerney finds Hamilton in the paint. Her shot won't drop. And Bevilacqua comes up with it. Kicks it to Abrams down the left wing. Abrams has McInerney in front of her. It's tough going round. Harley over the top to Beattie. Beattie on the left lane. Beattie now. Oh, crash. McInerney goes in on Beattie, but Beattie just works it into the paint.
Crazy Beattie. Nice penetration, soft hook shot, beautiful finish.
All tied up. 47 AP, 6:51 left to go in the game. McInerney to the top of the key. Ryan, oh, she has a chance to go for the shot. McInerney for three. No, she had a foot on the arc. It rattles out, and Whittle will come up with the rebound. Capitals with a chance to go in front. This crowd is getting behind the home team now. Abrams, sharp, goes to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua tries to drive baseline on Richards. She gets into the paint, kicks it back from the left elbow. Speeding, touch the air.
She's had a great second half. Jenny Whittle has just been fantastic in this half.
Timeout called by Dandenong. That is their first timeout of the second half. It's two timeouts to one, so Grass only got one timeout for the stretch. Coach Fox has two, but he's had to use one now to try and stop the swing.
That's right. Capitals, the momentum is certainly going away. The Capitals, they're doing a great job defensively. They're putting them under a lot of pressure, and they've really disrupted Dandenong offensively again. And at the offensive end of the floor, hey, Jenny Whittle and Tracy Beattie have been doing some hard yards in the paint early in the game, and it's starting to pay off for them now. They're really creating some good scoring opportunities, and the guards, Bevilacqua, Abrams, are just feeding the ball to them so well. So it's all starting to fall in place. Hopefully this timeout won't stop the momentum for the Capitals, but smart timeout, Gary Fox.
Yes, it was indeed. As Hamilton, Bibby, Richards, McInerney and Wilson return to the floor. He knows that Wilson can't be that bad the whole game. He's just waiting for Wilson to fire, and that could be the difference in the game. But you know, as a coach, Michelle, when do you cut your losses on a player that's having a bad night?
No, you've got a player. She's the type of player who'll come out and shoot the winning game shot for you, or make the winning game defensive play. You've got to put her on the floor. You've got to trust her.
Bevilacqua, Sharp, Whittle, Beattie and Abrams. Well, Wilson gets away from Abrams for a second, but Bibby and Hamilton raffle the ball. McInerney fakes a three, then goes to Richards in the right corner. It's 10 seconds left on the shot clock because Richards goes back to Wilson for three. That rattles off the iron, and Whittle comes up with the rebound. Long play. McInerney comes up with the intercept on the pass going to Abrams. And it will be a Caps ball from the side. We've got 5 minutes 52 seconds. Caps lead by 2, keeping their finals hopes alive. Over the top, Beattie gets the inbound pass. She just holds it high, waiting for players to come open. Goes back to Bevilacqua, who goes right side to Abrams. Oh, the inbound pass from Harley to Beattie is intercepted by Hamilton. And here is a chance for Dandenong to level.
Capitals have some matchup problems with this lineup Dandenong's got on the floor.
Bibby goes in the paint. Her layup doesn't drop. Sharp comes back with the rebound. I thought there was almost a jump ball call there the way the play stopped all of a sudden. But no, Sharp works it out, gives it to Abrams. Abrams, who runs it right side, back to Sharp. Bibby watching her high pass over the top to Harley. McInerney has no hope. And the Caps, Paul Timber, is starting to accelerate this game away. 5 minutes left to go in this game, and it's a catch 51, Dandenong 47, as Wilson goes to Hamilton. Hamilton, oh, she tried to go across court. Instead of going into, she tried to go across the court instead of going in herself, and it was all caps there, and the ball over the baseline will be a Dandenong ball, but an interesting call. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Jackson comes in for Whittle.
Whittle's done a really good job for the Capitals. I'm thinking Graffy will get her out for a couple of minutes, give her a very short break and let her play out the rest of the game, get her back in as quickly as she can.
Jackson's minutes in up to the third quarter, because we know she's on a limited program.
She played 20 minutes, 20 and a half minutes.
In three quarters, still big numbers.
It's still big numbers, that's right.
Inbound ball from McInerney goes to Richards on the left side, 45 degree angle. She looked at the three for the moment, then lost the handle on the pass. Abramsley called for the foul. Another soft foul called.
Yeah, probably not the smartest time to put your hand in that situation. The clock was winding down.
First team foul, one team foul apiece on both of them. Abrams only her second personal foul, but gee, they have put the whistles away in this line of turn.
They certainly have.
And Richards makes the first. 48 plays 51, a shot to come. Second one is all net. 2.4 game, Caps with the lead. Oh, full court pressure. Abrams getting trapped for the moment. They have to work it now as Bevilacqua. Oh, takes on Richards. And Bevilacqua just went full steam into Richards, who had taken position. Bevilacqua looks a bit sore. She's hit the box. She's not so much sore as laughing. She always seems to be laughing when she gets picked up off the ground.
She's a tough nut. I tell you what, it'd take a lot to make her stop playing in this game. Dandenong have come out of the timeout, and they've mixed up their defense. They're extending full court and looking to run some trapping defense against the Capitals. Canberra will just have to adjust to that quickly and make sure that they don't fight that pressure and don't let the momentum swing away.
49 plays 51, or 51 plays 49. The Capitals lead by two. 4 minutes 40 left. And it is going down to the wire in season 2005-06. Capitals in the finals at this stage. I think with a win, they're in the finals no matter what happens at Bulleen Council.
Right.
But with a loss, they're almost certainly out.
With a loss, they're out, undoubtedly. Cannot make it. They lose this one, doesn't matter what happens in other games, they're out.
Bevilacqua and Abrams work it out on the right side. Goes back to Beattie, now through Sharp, Sharp to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua has Bibby watching, and now on to Hamilton. There's a go with the out left to Abrams. Wilson's going to be called for the foul that time. She just got a piece of Abrams' arm in the layup. Abrams will go to the line, so can potentially open it back up to a four-point game.
Capitals guards are really doing a great job. Both Abrams and Bevilacqua are recognising that the posts are getting a really hard time. They're getting held and it's physical. So they're looking to penetrate and attack the basket, which is creating not only scoring opportunities for themselves, but drawing the defence out.
Bevilacqua and Beattie sit down as Whittle and... Oh, no, Bevilacqua's not sitting down. She's going to towel herself off a bit. So... it will be Abrams at the line.
Hasn't she come back into the game, Bevilacqua, in the last couple of minutes?
Yes, she has. She was dominant in the first quarter. Out to a three-point ball game as Abrams makes the first. Second takes it to a four-point game. 4:23 left to go in the game. 53 plays 49. Bibby, right side to Hamilton. Hamilton now working left side, shoots over the top of Whittle, and Bibby will come up. No, she just couldn't keep the ball in off the baseline as Caps will get the ball back. 4 minutes, 7 seconds. Randall to come back into the game for Dandenong as soon as they get an opportunity to make the sub.
I'd look to try and isolate Jackson down in the post on this play, I'd imagine. They're calling her number.
Bevilacqua goes to Jackson now. Jackson, turnaround jump shot. It doesn't fall. Bibby comes up with it, gives it to Wilson. Wilson told to run up the floor with it by Coach Fox. She does so. Gives it to Bibby on the left side. Now it's Hamilton on the corner, left-hand side. Jackson McInerney now back to Bibby. Bit more than the 45. She works around into the paint. Bibby goes herself. Jackson blocks the shot and takes the rebound.
Crucial block there by Lauren Jackson. Just got a piece of that. come up with the board as well.
It's now Abram just holding up, allowing Caps to set up the play. They've got time on their side. 3:16, they lead by four. Oh, Aya Bevilacqua will almost lost the ball that time in Jackson. Drives baseline into the
paint. Nothing called.
Nothing called as she was mugged. Got up from her feet, though, as Richards went down the floor. This time, Hamilton goes to baseline, gets it back to Bibby for three. Hits the top of the backboard. Jackson will come up with it.
Jackson's getting no love down in the paint there. She's getting a hard time of it.
Bevilacqua goes right side to Abrams. Abrams gets a screen from Whittle, kicks it to Sharp, then to Bevilacqua. In the left lane was Jackson, who gives it back to Sharp, and Sharp makes the free throw. Timeout called by Gary Fox. I don't think he wanted to use it this early with 2:36 left to go in the quarter, but he had no choice as the Capitals pull away to a six-point lead.
Absolutely. He wouldn't have been wanting to use it right now, but you're exactly right. No choice. They're 6 points down. Capitals have got the momentum going their way. Standing on, need to pull something out. And I think he's going to have to either change up his defense, run some extended pressure and try and just knock loose some ball, get some possession, or, you know, this game, they're just going to run out of time.
55 plays 49 with 2 minutes and 36 seconds. Now, your coach Fox, what are you telling these girls?
Well, there's still plenty of time. So what you're telling them is to go back and focus on making sure they maintain possession. Okay, that's the important thing. Stay on the boards. Don't give the Capitals any second opportunities. And at the offensive end of the floor, they've got to start attacking and going at the bucket against these big girls. But they've got to be targets as well. So if you're going in there and you're coming up against a Jackson and a Whittle or a Beattie, then the player that's being left has got to make themselves a target and be prepared to nail the shot.
Coach Graff, what's she saying with a six-point lead?
She's saying, keep doing what we're doing, girls. We're doing a good job, okay? I mean, you know, momentum-wise, they're controlling the tempo. They're taking the right opportunities. Keep looking to go into your post players, but you're creating the opportunities for your post by being active, offensively aggressive in the guard role. Be ready for the defensive pressure that Sandy Long are going to throw at you and play our game.
Richards gets the ball from Hamilton, who brings it up now the left wing. Goes to the top of the key, Hamilton. Hamilton tries to hand off to Wilson. She has to chase after it. Goes back to McInerney. Wilson puts Bevilacqua to the floor in the meantime. She gets the ball back. 6 seconds left to go. Someone else hits the floor. That was Sharp as the pass was over the top. And the Capitals will get it back. The pass just completely missed the cutter on the baseline, which I think was Richards.
That's right. Very, very physical out there. No Jackson. Jackson's off the floor for the last 2.5 minutes. She must have done what she can. We've got Whittle and Beattie back on the floor. No Jackson. So
Abrams, Bevilacqua and Sharp round out the Capitals lineup. Wilson, Richards, Randall, McInerney and Hamilton. Starting five for Dandenong.
Yes.
Starting five tonight for Dandenong.
And look at this. Dandenong are set. They're ready to extend their defensive pressure. They've got a smaller lineup on the floor. So they're going to look to trap and try and disrupt them. Get the ball in Bevilacqua's hand.
Bevilacqua will receive it as Richards, watching her, Bevilacqua almost lost it on the dribble behind. Bevilacqua and Richards, they're banging bodies as they carry the ball up. Beattie now gets it. Right side is Abrams. Abrams finds Beattie cutting in the baseline. Beattie couldn't go after it. I think McInerney got the last touch. No, she didn't. So Dandenong gets the ball on the baseline. 1 minute 55 seconds left. 6 point ball game. When is that insurmountable? I guess no one in team foul problems. So it's all, I guess, when you don't have three more offensive plays. Wilson, hook shot, ball!
Here she comes, Carly Wilson. If a player's going to step it up in the last couple of minutes, she'll do it.
55 plays 51. 1 minute 30 left to go in the game. Capitals season on the line. It's Abram, goes right side to Whittle. Whittle gets it to Bevilacqua, kicks it out to Sharp, the captain. Beattie inside. It's Abrams from the left iron. And, oh, Beattie was standing there. Richards jumped into her, going after the rebound. And Beattie has been called for one of the worst fouls I've seen tonight.
Probably unfortunate for Tracy, but what it does do is it stops the momentum, allows Canberra to regroup defensively, and importantly, get Jackson back out on the floor.
Jackson helped for Beattie on her third personal foul. It wasn't because she's on three personal fouls, she's sitting down though. It's to get the world's best player back into the game. Randall fakes a few times, over the top, finds Hamilton, bounce pass back to Randall. Randall goes in, layup is good! This, with 58 seconds to go, is a two-point ball game. Dandenong, full court pressure, McInerney's down the floor, Sharp runs her right down the left wing. Bevilacqua gets the ball back, 50 seconds left now as McInerney works on Bevilacqua, goes right side to Hamilton. Now Bevilacqua on the other side. Ball, layup is not going to drop, but the foul will be on Bevilacqua, who's holding a calf.
I think she might be cramping.
Richards, third personal foul. I'm pretty sure they called that on Richards.
Yeah, they've called it on Richards. Great job by Tully Bevilacqua. Opened up the side of the floor from some good offensive rotation of the ball, and she just went hard for the bucket. You know, maybe Richards did foul her, maybe she didn't, but they've blown it that way all night, Craig. Well,
Gary Fox just talking to Richards, and Gary Fox just said, that's okay, don't worry about it. We've got to worry about, you know, what we do when we're 4 points down, because Tully Bevilacqua was stepping to the line. Two-point ball game, two shots to come, 42.6 seconds left. Bevilacqua misses the first. Well, a three-point ball game, still a tough one to win. Ball start on Hamilton. Bevilacqua makes the shot. 42.6 seconds. Hamilton taps it onto Richards down the right wing. McInerney, will she go for gold? No. She hands it off to Hamilton. Hamilton to Wilson. Wilson back down. Hamilton puts it in. 1 point ball game. Timeout called by the Capitals.
Oh, last possession, 31 seconds to go.
Dandenong still have one timeout. Carrie Graff with 31.2 seconds left, leading by one. Goes for the timeout now. Why?
She wants to talk to us about scenarios. Okay, we come down, we score, we're back up by three. Okay, what do we need to do? Give them a layup. Do not give them an open look at the three, okay? The other option is we don't score. What are we doing? We've got a one-point lead to protect, okay? This is the way we're going to protect the girls. So she's talking them through those scenarios so they understand and they're all very clear and playing the same ball game.
Do you, when you're going to carry the ball back?
Yep.
Shot goes in, shot doesn't go in. Do you foul them straight away? Well, sorry, shot goes in, you get out the three-point ball game. Do you foul them? Because you're only giving them two shots. No, you're not.
You're not giving them. You're not.
Yeah, you are. You're going to give them two there. Oh, who's light?
No.
No, Dandenong's light.
Dandenong's light. So you're not going to put them on the line.
You're not going to put them on the line.
You know, you might. You foul them earlier if it's looking like you've got some sort of major flaw defensively where you've got a mismatch or whatever. Yeah, sure. Foul them early. You might stop the game. Okay. But otherwise, no, you don't. You're just saving it because you might. You know, you could be going overtime, and you've got to think about your foul situation going into an overtime game as well. So that's the sort of thing they're discussing right now in that timeout. What are we going to play? How are we going to do it? And everyone will do it differently, so you just got to make sure everyone's clear on it.
31.2 seconds left. Richards, Wilson, McInerney, Randall, Hamilton, Ayers, Dandenong, Abrams, Whittle, Sharp, Bevilacqua, and Jackson are the Capitals. And the ball goes right down to the back of the court. The Caps lead by one. 25 seconds left as Bevilacqua gets it into the front court. She's just running the clock down. And they only want to put up one shot. They want to make it a good one. Sharp ball in her hand. Kicks it off to Whittle. Whittle puts up the shot. Oh, man. And they're up by three with 11.5 seconds to go. Richards now. There's plenty of three-point shooters in Dandenong. What do they do to tie this up?
They've got to take the three.
Randall for three off the iron. Capitals are into the finals. 58-55. The Capitals have won. An amazing game here at the Southern Cross Stadium in front of a capacity crowd. It is the Capitals taking a huge victory that gets them into the finals, possibly up against the JCO Dandenong Rangers playing for a grand final next weekend.
Absolutely. Good win from the Capitals. And wasn't it great that it was Jenny Whittle who really in that second half stepped up from knocked down the game-winning shot for the Capitals in effect. So, you know, well done, Canberra. Here we come, another final series.
Yes, it is a Well, a tough road to the final for the Capitals. Dandenong now have to worry about a five-game losing streak into the finals, where they will face probably the Capitals next week in Melbourne.
That's right. And, so that's a tough ask. I mean, tough for the Canberra Capitals to go on the road too when they've been...
Interesting to see. Gary Fox saying to Emma Randall, you're going for the three was exactly the right decision.
Absolutely. I mean, they played the game as they should have. They had no real other choice, and they just, unfortunately, it didn't drop for them tonight. What they shouldn't have done was let Canberra get back into the game when they, had that fantastic quarter, and they turned the game around 27-7, and then let them get back into the game. But it was that type of game, wasn't it, Craig? You know, it was momentum swing one way. Canberra in the first quarter, Dandenong comes back, away you go. So...
Well, we'll hear from the coaches and some of the players after a fantastic game of Price Attack WNBL basketball. The Capitals winning by three, 58-55. Well, Graffy, a tough game tonight. It looked like you were going after the 29 points to get top spot in the first quarter, and then Dandenong just turned up a gear.
Yeah, look, you're right. We played relaxed, good hoop in that first quarter. They cranked it up, particularly on the boards in the second quarter, and we flinched. I think we lost our head in that second quarter, but to our credit, we regained our composure and then just gritted out the win. I think, Dandenong haven't been in great form. We haven't been in great form, but, when it comes to the playoffs, it's not about who's had what form. It's about history and playoff games, and, I think Dandenong, they've played in a lot of playoffs, so have we, and we had some people that had some bricks just to battle that one out.
Whittle and Beattie's postwork in the run home particularly was just standout.
Yeah, it was. Look, they've played together really well all year. Obviously, it's been challenging for us to blend Loz back in, and, it's a challenge. I mean, we got to play. She's the best player in the world. She had a great one against Adelaide last week. It's just a matter of finding ways to keep using her and having her feel comfortable with the limited amount of practice she can have and just burst.
What about with the managing the minutes? Does playing her a bit more in this game because of the tight one affect you next week?
No, look, I mean, we pull off her minutes throughout practice. I mean, our aim was to get around 28. I don't think we're too far off that. And she feels she can handle that right now. I don't think we're overloading her legs. I think we've slowly built her up to that. She played 20, she played 8, she played 22, up to 28. I mean, I think we've managed her quite well. Her legs feel good. Obviously, she gets fatigued because she just hasn't got that. You can do weights and pull and bike, but it's not the same as getting bumped every contest and then having to run up and down and rebound and all that as well. So I think we've managed her pretty well. She's feeling good. She didn't have a great one tonight, but I think she'll bounce back for next week.
And the start of another finals campaign for you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, we can breathe easy now in a sense that we've made it. We worked hard tonight to get there. Now we just got to say, hey, we got a semi-final at home. It's a great opportunity for us to win that one and go to Adelaide or Dandenong and keep ourselves alive, Make the playoffs, you've got a chance to win the championship. So we're just going one game at a time, just like tonight, one game at a time and see what we can get done.
All the best.
Thank you.
Gary Fox, what a game tonight. After that first quarter, it was looking dire, but your girls showed such tenacity in the second term to take a lead into the long break.
I thought the girls played hard all night. It was a hell of a contest. Shame we didn't get it, but it was a heck of a contest. We've just made some good steps forward tonight.
It was such a physical game going into the finals. They're all going to be like that, so you know that the girls are ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, we've had an amazing bit of preparation leading into the finals. There's no doubt about it. We played a lot of teams that are very focused.
When you know that there's still one game to play that affects the finals, but potentially you go up against the Caps next week, you'll be watching this videotape a couple of times, I'd imagine.
Yeah, actually, I think we'll probably play Adelaide next week. But I'm not positive on that. But yeah, if the videotape works.
All the best for the rest of the finals campaign.
Thanks, Craig.
Well, Harley, October, when we started this season, seemed like a long way away. And, well, tonight you are going to another finals campaign.
Oh, yeah. It's just an amazing win. I can't say how relieved I am to have that win. I mean, it was pretty scary in that second quarter. We lost focus in that second quarter, but credit to all the girls who managed to turn around.
You and Tracy just had such an important role throughout this game.
Oh, yeah. Tracy has had a fantastic year. I'm so happy to see how much she's improved. She's just been a great asset to this team. And, I mean,
Moss was getting hammered in there, so it was, you know, it means they have to try and take a little bit of hooks away from her.
And what are you doing? I see you're teaching everyone the hooks. Abs and Sharpie all trying to go for them throughout the game. Have you told them to step off your turf yet?
Yeah, I've never worked with those girls, but no, it's good to see. I'll have to start trying some of their moves, maybe.
All the best.
Thank you.
Abs, final bound again. What a game, though. You weren't given an inch from that second quarter on.
No, look, I mean, you know, I think we lost momentum in the second quarter, and we knew that, you know, we had to leave everything out there tonight, and if we didn't, we weren't going to make finals. So, you know, those 3 quarters of basketball were just top.
And right down to the end, what was Coach Kraft saying to you in that final timeout?
Just to execute, get through plays and to lock down on D. You know, our whole focus the whole night was just to play and, you know, take out all the little things and just enjoy it and play and do the hard things. And, you know, for 3 quarters we did that tonight. So, coming to finals, we've just got a piece to get 4 quarters.
Yeah, amazingly you were able to shut out Charlie Wilson almost entirely.
Yeah, no, it was good. We did what we wanted to, and that was to limit, you know, the big guns in Wilson and bloody, and try and make the others score. And, you know, it was a tight game. Emma Randall played hard, and, look, credit to them, but, you know, we weren't going to go down without a fight.
All the best for the final.
Thank you.
Natalie Hurst, 100 games the year in your Georgia Tech WNBL career is, well, a long time coming. Probably too long.
Yeah, I was just thinking, wow, I was out for 2 seasons and I'm still here 100. I was surprised. So.
And obviously you're the X factor because they haven't made the finals whilst you haven't been in the game.
Oh, there you go. They had to get me back in. That's kidding. That's cool.
But you again got good minutes in what was a crucial match and just gaining confidence with every game.
Yeah, after, you know, Graffy's been giving me a bit of a chance this season, and when I do get the chance, I've got to take it as it comes. And yeah, coming out tonight, you know, didn't do anything spectacular, but didn't drop the bundle, so just kept it solid, which was good.
And finals next week, not sure who you're going to be playing, but you don't care.
No, I don't think we're worrying about that. I think it's just a relief to get there. So, yeah, I think we'll hold on to that until Monday starts training, and then we'll get ready for finals.
All the best.
Thank you.
Well, tell me, Bevilacqua, you absolutely dominated the first quarter, but what happened in the second?
You know, I think, you know, we came out firing, used up a lot of energy, got a great start. We came out very flat in the second quarter, and that's when they got the jump on us and went into the halftime break 9-down. We got to be able to, make, you know, at least start the quarter aggressively and not let them dictate from the very beginning. But the second half was just, you know, it was just magic. In the last quarter, and the crowd got into it. It was just awesome. It was pretty much finals basketball tonight.
And the crowd, that was probably the noisiest crowd all season in the tight confounds of this stadium. They certainly let you know they were behind you.
Oh, it's awesome. They're like a sixth player out there on the court. And, you know, we just really, really appreciate it. You know, we just never, you know, we can't thank them enough, that's for sure, for coming out and supporting us each week.
Well, it's the first step towards your first championship in the WNBL.
It is, so, you know, I'm extremely excited. Myself, Jenny Whittle, a couple of us who have experienced a championship win, so, you know, we're going all out for it because we never know how long we're going to keep playing for.
All the best for the rest of the championship.
Thank you very much.
Well, Lauren Jackson, back into another finals campaign. You're ecstatic about that because you're the biggest jump on the when you're down there on the bench.
That's right. Yeah, I'm pretty happy. what can I say? It's been a while, and, you know, it was a hard game, really hard-fought game. But, yeah, just really excited to be in the playoffs. You know, we've got another week to prepare, and, you know, it just keeps us going another week longer. And I think as we keep playing into the playoffs, we're going to peak, you know, and I'm very excited. I think that we've got a really good shot. It was just a matter of getting there tonight and overcoming this hurdle.
You watched the team for so long. How do you go working back in with Jenny and Tracy? And, of course, the girls have to get used to feeding it to you again.
Yeah, that's true. But, it's fine. I'm happy to rebound and play defense. You know, as long as we win, I really don't care. And if that's my role, which it is at the moment, I'm quite happy playing it because I just want to win. I just want to win championships.
And you get the starter title back today too after, well, October was the last time you started.
Yep, I got the starting moment back. I've never seen that. Starting moment back, so yeah, hopefully I'll keep training well this week and keep getting more of my wins back. And this week I'll work more on my shots and stuff like that, but look, I can't be much happier right now. I'm like I was going to say something recent, but I'm trying to.
Congratulations.
All right, thanks.
Eleanor Straff, into the finals, another finals campaign for you now.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that was really hard fought game, and you know, and you know, you stand on really specialists, and we're happy to come away with a win.
It was an amazing game. Sometimes you just couldn't quite work out how physical it could be for the call.
Yeah, that's right. No, you know, some you got, some you didn't, but you know, that's what finals basketball is all about, really.
Well, I guess the retirement has to be put off at least for a couple of weeks, you hope.
Yeah, that's great. I'd like to go out with a championship medallion, so I'm certainly happy about that delay. So, yeah, you know, I don't know what happens now, who will play, but I'm sure we'll find out over the next day.
All the best. Well, the Capitals were ecstatic, as you heard from those interviews. But, Michelle, at the end of the game, well, Dandenong went missing in the first quarter, as Gary Fox said. They rallied back, but it really did hurt them.
It certainly did, and that, you know, well, they were 11 points down in the first quarter, I think it was, and they just had a great second quarter where they came back, but that takes it out of you, and when it comes down to it in the stretch, it really does take its toll. So, first quarter hurt the Dandenong Rangers pretty badly, and it was good to see Canberra, though, really tough it out. They've been a little bit suspect, I think, over the last couple of weeks. People have been questioning their ticker, so to speak, but tonight they showed that when it comes down to the crunch, they wanted it and they were willing to put everything into it. I mean, you know, Tully Bevilacqua was really hurting towards the end there, but there was no way she was going to give anyone any smell of a win, so it was great to see.
Looking at the stats now as we sum up the game, Michelle, what's jumped off the page for you?
Oh, well, look, I think that, you know, the stats pretty much are even when you look at it, and that's to be expected when you have a three-point ball game. But I suppose in the rebounding department, the Capitals out-rebounded Dandenong by 8. Shooting percentage-wise, they shot slightly 2% better shooting. But I think one of the things probably, you know, the foul situation, it's not, there was a difference of 4 fouls, but when you come down to it, it was the players that had the foul trouble that really has affected it. How about Jenny Whittle? 18 points, 10 rebounds. You know, really in the second half, she just stepped it up and said, hey, I'm going to make this game mine, and she did. She did a great job. And Tully Bevilacqua went quiet for a little while in there, but coming down the stretch, I mean, she dominated the first quarter, and coming down the stretch, she was there when it really mattered.
Well, it's finals basketball now for the Capitals as they head off to either Melbourne or Adelaide.
That's
for
right.
Next week. So we have enjoyed regular season here on sportradio.com.au and KIXFM, and we look forward to hopefully bringing you some finals action throughout the rest of this Price Attack WNBL season. But on behalf of everyone here at Southern Cross Stadium, we wish you a very good night with the knowledge that the Capitals have taken the victory 58-55 over the JCO Dandenong Rangers.